This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
The percentage of KPFT's budget comes from federal funding. This funding crisis means that your contribution is more important now than ever. Please consider increasing your contribution if you can. Every dollar you contribute will make a big difference in the music and news you've come to appreciate from KPFT. Call 713-526-5738 to make your tax-deductible contribution or pledge online at kpft.org. Again, that number is 713-526-KPFT. Pledge now. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston.
If you're a lesbian and you know it, clap your hands. If you're a lesbian and you know it, clap your hands. If you're a lesbian and you know it, and you're not afraid to show it. If you're a lesbian and you know it, clap your hands. If you're closet and you know it, lift your head. If you're closet and you know it, lift your head. If you're closet and you know it, here's your chance. Be loud and show it. If you're closet and you know it, make some noise.
From chocolate chip to honey dip, cinnamon brown, firm and round, I like what I like.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. We're supposed to play that now.
Yeah, we are.
Let's do that, and then we'll play that.
Oh, that I was going to play that to introduce this.
Okay, so you want to... Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when we don't have rehearsal.
Yeah, I know.
See, on the other side of the glass here, we have people who understand the concept of rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
On this side...
We don't. Jimmy. Yeah, well, okay. And I don't know if that's queued up, but can we play a little bit of it? We don't have to play the whole thing.
Well,
but it's kind of important.
I'm sorry, but you know, you handed me this 12 inches of black vinyl, and
and you didn't know what to do with it.
No, it doesn't fit in the CD player.
No,
and this funny box it came in. You know, there's no plastic on this jewel case.
No, it's cardboard.
And it says side four. Don't they mean disc four? And there's only two discs in here.
No. It doesn't work that way, and you're not that damn young.
Bitch. Oh, sweet Jesus, this album is as old as I am.
Well, of course it is.
One of the songs is.
Okay, can you just play it, please?
I don't know what... the hell buttons do I push? It's one of these two.
Turntable one.
Ooh, something's buzzing in my ear. Sounds pretty good.
This was not a good idea.
Hey, that's why the light didn't come on. I didn't have the power on.
Ah, power. That power is a good thing. Now, did you switch it over? I'm playing that because After Hours received an email this week, and it starts out, "Man, I can't believe it. I made it. I only have 7 months to do on parole, so I should be okay. I got out of walls yesterday morning just before noon. I tell you, I really didn't believe it until I was in free world clothes and stepping through those brass doors." That, my dear sweet audience, came from none other than Tigger.
The Tigger is free from the cage.
Tigger is free and out and living amongst us again. And I am so happy to hear it. Tigger is one of our MBBs, Men Behind Bars. And he was the longest running and most loyal writer that we've ever had. And just a sweetheart of a guy. Also, a KPFT member. He sent in stamps every month to pay his
membership
pledge.
Yes.
You know, if a guy behind bars can do that,
what the hell are you waiting for?
We are just so thrilled that Tigger's out, and he's on parole. He's not paroled in Houston, so it may be a while before he can get here, but he's going to get here. We know he's going to get here, and we'll be waiting for him when he does. And from his email, he said he would be listening to us this weekend live via the web. So that means he's not real close to Houston.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Sometimes if you're in Houston, it's... Hey, wait a minute. There's no countdown on this big old CD.
No, it doesn't. Just pull it down. You know, that was a bad idea. However, I just wanted some intro music for that really, really good news.
Diana Ross.
Yeah. Anthology.
Okay. And we got it queued up right.
Amazing. Welcome, Tigger, to the free world, and I know you're going to make it. You're one of the good ones. Ah, okay, so you are who?
Oh, me again.
Yeah.
My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
Now, how do I stop this thing? Jane, stop this crazy thing!
Ay. Well, in events going around this weekend, there's a lot of stuff happening today, later on today.
Sunday.
It looks like the weather will be great for an afternoon of people and their dogs to get together at Tony's Corner Pocket. You and your dog are invited to this first Halloween dog show benefiting Pet Patrol. It is at Tony's Corner Pocket on Sunday, October,
Sunday,
October 26th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Tony's is located at 817 West Dallas, just west of downtown Houston. There are some silent auction items for both dog and cat lovers. I hope that many of you can come out to support this event. Times are rough, and this is an opportunity for us to help and contribute to those that help others. There will be an award for best costume, pet and owner look-alike, and best trick.
Once again, we're talking about four-legged dogs and four-legged tricks.
That's right.
Not two, not three-legged tricks.
We are requesting an entry fee of $10 for each dog entered for those that are able to contribute to the cause. We ask that all dogs be on leashes for their safety of your pet. There is also a grassy area for your pet to use. Cool.
And some people will be slinging weenies there.
Really?
Yeah.
Would that be the Houston Big Men's Club?
Yeah, I just got to figure out what weenies I'm going to sling.
Oh. How about the great big fat ones? Those are always crowd pleasers. Also, Sunday night is the Zombie Ball, hosted by Imperial Prince 24 Falcon and Grand Duke 24 J.P. Gill. That's at 8 p.m. tonight at the Brazos River Bottom, located at 2400 Brazos, right behind Specs. It's open to all performers, and it's a benefit for Legacy Community Health Services and Assist HERS through Coronation 25. And the fourth annual Tiaras of Terror show, and the third annual Tiaras of Terror Queen contest, this Sunday, October the 26th, 7:30 p.m. at EJ's, where Tiaras had its premiere 5 years ago. Tiara Queen contest open to all performers and to all who just want to have a crown of their own. Hosted by Stacy Nidalee and Jenna Talia. Music presented in lineup at 7 p.m., benefiting the Cult 45's AIDS Trouble Fund, with donations of non-perishable food for Resurrection MCC Food Pantry for the upcoming holidays. Sponsored by the Cult 45's, Southern Country Houston, and the PWA Holiday Charities. Looking forward to seeing you all there.
You know, I got a feeling that some of our guests in here didn't know what they were signing up for when they showed up.
You know, the new ones never do. But yeah, they always come back.
Between the Slinging Weenies and the hosted by Jenna Talia
and Stacy Nidalee.
Stacy Nidalee. we may need to clean up on aisle four.
Jenna who?
Don't worry, later on we'll be talking more about Judy's pussy and her taking 6 inches.
Yes, she said it. She said it right here. Last month, that I was in love with her pussy, and she is so right. That is the sweetest cat I have ever met. Okay, you're
right. You heard it here first. Judy has the sweetest pussy around.
Okay.
The scary thing is, I knew it was coming up, and I still showed up. The magic is back November 1st. Halloween magic returns to take a final bow. The Edwin Hornberger Conference Center at 2151 West Holcomb in the Houston Medical Center will be hosting the Roxy Horror Beauty Shop. Or Butte Shop.
Well, whatever.
Either someone needs a spell check or someone's way too creative. Yeah, horror has an H in it. Beauty has no Y. And it's spelled shop like it's British. 20 years have passed since the event had its humble beginnings in 1988 as a series of dinner parties held to raise funds for HIV/AIDS organizations. In 91, the parties evolved into an evening cocktail party with table seating and performance of an original show. The Roxy Horror Beauty Shop was the first show, and that annual event became one of the most popular fundraisers of the year. In 2004, Halloween Magic reached the $1 million mark in funds distributed. This year's event will benefit Legacy Community Health Services, Assisters, and there's that Pet Patrol again.
Oh, yeah.
In addition to the Saturday evening show, there will be a silent auction, appetizers, and beverages, and a private dinner for table sponsors at the big buck level. For more information about purchasing a table or tickets...
Yeah, this is the tickets are like $175 and $100 for the balcony.
And $5,000 for a table.
Whoa.
For more information, go to HalloweenMagic.org. The Imperial Court of Houston Space City Empire invites you to Enthronement 7 from Goth to Grandeur, a Rocky Horror Holiday and Imperial Costume Ball benefiting Bering Omega Dental Clinic and Hospice Programs, honoring Apollo Emperor Jeff Wallace and Gemini Empress Rose. This will be on November 21st at the Crown Plaza Hotel downtown. For more information, you go to spacecityempire.org for tickets and other sorts of information. Houston Pride Band Fall Concert will be the event that was supposed to be on October 15th has been rescheduled to Friday, November 14th at 8 p.m. for Godzilla Eats the Houston Pride Band.
Oh, my.
I think I saw that on XTube. The concert will be held at Resurrection MCC, located 2025 West 11th Street, with the doors opening at 7:30. You can get your tickets at HoustonPrideBand.org. Their fall concert, the Houston Pride Band, will take on the King of Monsters as he mambos, tangos, and ravages his way through the Las Vegas Strip in Eric Whitaker's symphonic dramedy, Godzilla Eats Las Vegas. This outlandish piece is just one of the many musical selections to be performed during the band's upcoming fall concert. Once again, for more information with Houston Pride Band, go to HoustonPrideBand.org And we'd like to say here, if you can beat it, bang it, or blow it, you belong in a band.
That's right.
And the Houston Black Tie presents Black Tie and Big Heart Charity Ball on December 31st, 2008. At Hotel Zaza, Houston.
Yeah, if it's at the Zaza, it's never too early to start saving your pennies.
5701 Main Street. It's been 20 years since Jay Hollyfield hosted the first Black Tie Dinner in the wine cellar of Tony's Restaurant. Since then, over $2 million has been distributed to many beneficiaries in our community. Ticket sale party, that's already happened.
The Zaza is the old Warwick Hotel.
This year's beneficiaries are our sisters. Bearing
good.
Omega Community Services, Bayou City Performing Arts, Center for AIDS, Houston Buyers Club, Lazarus House.
Damn.
Legacy Community Health Services, Lesbian Health Initiative, Montrose Counseling Center. There's that Pet Patrol again. PFLAG Hatch Youth Scholarship Fund. For more information, you go to HoustonBlackTie.org.
Lovely, 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 lovely. Now, tonight, we have got... for our After Hours Quickies, we've got Theater Suburbia with their latest play. We've got Judy with G-Cam. We should have Transgenders in. And
they're cutting it close.
Oh, okay. But let's start with Theater Suburbia.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, we are up. Okay.
Hi,
hey, Jimmy.
You're on.
We're on.
Hello.
We're on, Jimmy. Bunch of old faces. See, they're a chorus. That was pretty bad. We should rehearse. Okay.
Chorus of booze.
I need to have you guys up here every week. We've never had such a great audience.
We've never had so many bad jokes in the first 21 minutes. Oops. Who said that? Shame on you, Bunny.
Yeah.
Well, okay. We have a bunch of old faces from Theater Suburbia tonight, and they're going to talk about
they're
the play that...
old.
Watch it, girl. They're going to be talking about the... You remember where I live?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't recognize Judy without Jimmy's couch on her ass.
I thought you were going to burn that sucker. Hey, that couch has been very good to me. And I let Jimmy have my...
Stop.
I can't go there.
So basically, Jimmy gave you his Davenport, and you gave him your pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Other than that, Bunny's going to talk about the play, and I think Brenda's here from the board. She's going to be talking about the new location for Theater Suburbia.
Yes.
And we have several of the actors with us tonight, too, so I'm going to shut up for a minute before I get in trouble.
Okay.
Hi, Bunny.
Hi.
Okay, now before we start talking, we need to have a little plug-in here, because...
We're plugging?
Yes. We're community radio.
And we're community theater.
And this is pledge time. This is membership drive. And what I like to do in these membership drives is just announce that it is membership drive and give the number, which is 713-526-5738. And a lot of our really loyal listeners will call in and pledge. And that way we can go on with the show. But if I hear later on that they haven't done it, then we've got to...
We got to do our impersonation of Dwayne and Ernesto.
Ew. Yeah.
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. 713-526-5738. 713-COACH.
Somebody please call to shut him up.
Yes.
Hey, I've always made that pledge.
I know.
$100 on plastic, I'll shut that
up. We have volunteers sitting by to take your pledge.
Yeah, but feeding them cake, so their asses better be out there to get the phones.
Oh, yeah.
They're on a sugar high.
Yeah, right. So it'll go really quickly.
And if you're out there listening to on the web and you want to place place your pledge of support safely and securely, you can go to kpft.org.
You may.
You can do that on there.
Do it with PayPal?
PayPal, I think with credit card. You know, safe and secure.
That's
you know.
Right. Tell them After Hours sent you.
You know, the FBI is already looking at what you're listening to. You know, click off the porn for 5 seconds. Go over to KPFT.
That's right.
You know, stick it to us, and then you go back to watching somebody stick it to them.
Okay. Now, back to Theater Suburbia.
Already in progress.
Hello again.
Hello.
Hello again. Brenda Kasimba is here, and she's also one of the cast members, but she's going to tell us about where Theater Suburbia is now located and about our opening gala weekend.
This is exciting news, folks.
Yes, we've successfully relocated to 4106 Way Out West Drive. That's near Hempstead Highway and 43rd. We'd like to invite you all out to our gala grand opening weekend, Friday, October 31st and Saturday, November 1st, starting at 7:30. The board will host a champagne and hors d'oeuvre reception.
That's a really long party.
Yes. And followed by the performance of our first show in our new facility, A Nice Family Gathering. Mm-hmm. That starts at 8:30. And if you can't make it out those 2 days, we have a tour of our facility on Sunday, November 2nd, from 4 to 6 p.m.
Cool.
And we'll serve soft drinks and light refreshments at that time. So call us at 713-682-3525 for reservations, and we hope to see you all out there.
Okay, now tell me about how to get there.
Okay.
Practice, baby.
From the
practice.
Galleria, from the Galleria, head north on 610, then take 290, exit 43rd, turn left, and go down to Way Out West, which is before you reach Hempstead Highway, and you'll make a left on Way Out West, and we will be on the left.
It's like one block before Hempstead, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so if you get to Hempstead, just make a U-E like I did.
Hempstead Highway. If you make it to Hempstead.
You can buy watermelon.
Way too far.
Okay, Hempstead Highway, and make a U-E. And then come back one more block, and it's right there.
But when you turn on Way Out West, I have to say this, you won't see the theater. You have to go down the road, which looks a little desolate, and then as you make the curve, you will see the theater on your left.
Yeah.
So don't give up just because you turn on that.
That's right.
Way Out West.
For those of you who can't handle going outside of the loop, you know, that was Jimmy's problem, is you told him to go outside the 610 loop.
Yeah. You know.
I dragged him.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. It can be scary. I know. Yes.
Is there a map or directions on the webpage now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there is.
I can go to...
Okay.
And that website is?
www.theatersuburbia.com.
Okay, now let me ask you this. For folks, and there are a lot of them out there, that are used to going to the old theater, how do you get there from the old theater?
Piece of cake.
From the old theater, which was on 43rd between Ella and T.C. Jester, you will head west on 43rd, go past 290, and then before you get to Hempstead Highway, you will make a left on Way Out West Drive.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, and if you happen to get to Hempstead Highway, you don't necessarily have to turn a U-E. You can also turn left and then turn left on Way Out West Drive because it's the next left.
Oh!
Goes through to oh, my God, snap. Jimmy followed that. Okay, well, we'll see, won't we?
It's like the windshield wiper on a car.
There you go.
It's curved.
Okay. That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
So now we got all the work out of the way. And I want to remind everybody, too, that Theater Suburbia is a 501c3 charitable organization.
That's right.
They don't make a huge amount of money, but they do appreciate people who come buy tickets and see the shows. The shows are fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Tell all your friends to be coming. Tickets are really not that expensive either.
You can say, since it's a 501c3.
What are they now?
$12
for adults.
Yeah, 12 for adults, 11 for seniors and students, and $10 on Sundays for everyone.
Wow.
Are you doing a benefit performance with this new show?
We did not have one set up for the show, but we do have 3 Sunday matinees this time. Mm-hmm. We're going to have one on the night, November 19th, 16th, and the 23rd. So there are 3 Sunday afternoon matinees.
Cool.
And when is it open?
We are opening on October 31st.
Halloween.
So come in costume. That's okay. You know, if you like to.
Champagne and costume. Ooh, that sounds like a dangerous combination.
We'll be in costume.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you will. That's true.
Some of us will be awesome.
Okay. I didn't introduce myself. I'm Bunny Hartman. I'm the director of the show. And we have a cast of 7 people, not of all of whom are here tonight, but I would like to have them introduce themselves, starting with Kurt Grabenstein, and tell them about your part.
Well, I'm still Kurt Grabenstein, and I play the part of Dad, and I get to walk through the walls.
Ooh.
Okay.
Scary.
Yeah, it is scary. And it's on Halloween, too.
John?
My name is John Carmona, and I play Carl Lundin, Kurt's unwitting son, unwilling son, and unwitting. Very unwitty. sun. Find no humor in anything.
The unfun.
Yes. Okay. So, and that's me.
And I'm Kathy Davis, and I play Helen, the mother of this nice dysfunctional family who comes back to see me for Thanksgiving. And we're visited by my husband who walks through walls.
That was pretty solid to me.
And I'm Brenda Kisimba, and I play Stacy, the daughter, who has a few surprises for her family.
And we also have Tony D'Amata.
Oh, yeah, Tony.
He is in the show. He plays the other brother. Mm-hmm. And we also have Josie Hall, who plays his wife.
Tony's been here many times.
Unfortunately, they're not with us this evening.
They're together somewhere?
And Carrie Jones, who plays the mother's date.
Whoa. Did she say date?
Okay. Surprise to Dad, however.
Woo.
Dad is a ghost. That's why he walks through the walls. And the only person that can see him is Carl. And we have a scene between Carl and Dad. If you're ready for that, we are ready for that.
You have enough light?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We should have memorized, too.
That's true.
By now.
By now, maybe.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi, Dad. Well, geez.
A little high-strung, are we?
Okay. Right there. Just fine, okay?
This is how you welcome the person who changed your diapers?
Mom did.
Okay, maybe Mom did the changing, but I supervised.
Okay, just give me a minute, all right?
Oh, relax, would you? I told you I'd be back.
Yeah, well, that was at the funeral. Who'd have figured?
I wanted you to get used to me. Work into it slowly.
Yeah, well, this isn't something you just get used to, okay?
What isn't?
Well, besides the fact that it was your funeral.
Can we please get past that?
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem.
Good.
And this sudden attention is because...
Oh, come on. Can't I be interested in my own son?
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Look, I'm sorry I died, okay?
Well, yeah, well, me too. And you're haunting me because...
I need a favor.
Okay, there it is then.
One favor and I'll leave you alone.
You'll leave me alone. Well, that brings it back to the old days.
Oh, come on. Have I ever asked you for a favor?
You never ask me for anything.
Okay, I can tell we're getting off on the wrong foot here. Why don't we just start over? So... How's everything going, then?
Things are going fine.
Uh-huh. And what are you doing these days?
You're kidding, right?
Oh, come on, I'm trying to talk to you.
You gonna make fun of me?
No.
Okay, I'm still a writer.
A waiter?
You see that? You had to just go ahead and make fun of me now, didn't you?
I'm kidding you.
Yeah, well, you're real funny. You know, actually, I'm a journalist, still there.
I thought you drove a truck for Pillsbury.
Dad, you can't tell people you drive a truck. They won't take you seriously as a journalist.
You do drive a truck.
I know that, but... Yeah, forget it.
I put you through 4 years of college and not one letter. Now you want to be a writer. The Prior Lake Weekly Tattler. Well... Oh, here. Carl's Random Observations by Carl Lundeen. I was driving my truck the other day when suddenly I hit a gopher. Startled, I spilled hot coffee on my crotch. Boy, did that hurt. The end. Can't wait to see the movie.
It doesn't say that. You know, if you're going to make fun of me, you could just go back to where you came from.
I'm just kidding. Boy, are you sensitive.
A little encouragement goes a long way.
And we have another scene between Carl and his mother when Carl tries to determine what kind of a husband his dad was.
Mom?
Yes, dear?
How did you feel about Dad?
What do you mean, dear?
Well, what was your relationship like?
Our relationship? Oh, he was a wonderful man.
Yeah? In what way?
Oh, in lots of ways, dear.
I'd like to hear some.
He was a man of great character and integrity. He was cheap.
Thrifty.
But he was well respected.
What's the matter with thrifty?
You know what he used to say? A penny saved is a bird in the hand.
I don't remember that.
Oh, he had so much going for himself. He was honest, smart, handsome, loyal. I never once had to worry about him chasing women. Oh, they don't make men like your dad anymore.
Yeah, they don't.
And he was so funny. Oh, he used to tell those Ole and Lena jokes, like the one where Ole was doing that thing, and oh, then he did something else, and then Lena came over and she did something.
That was my favorite.
Oh, you kids probably didn't see it as much because, well, he was always working. He was a good provider. We always had everything we needed. And boy, could he golf. Well, you know, you caddied for him.
Yeah, he was great.
Oh, I was so proud to be married to him. He was a wonderful man. Good in bed, too.
Mom?
Hey, let her talk. Go on.
Oh, I hope I was a good wife to him.
You were the best.
He just went too soon. There was no warning.
Don't do this to yourself.
We never really talked about our feelings for each other. I guess it was just understood. It was understood.
Tell her I loved her. Don't you turn away. You tell her. Oh, I see. You're punishing me for not telling you. Well, shame on you. I'm here, Helen. I'm right here. I wish you could hear me.
Oh, I just miss him so much.
Please tell her.
I think I'm going to get a smaller bed. Maybe it won't feel so empty at night.
I'm sorry I left you. I'm so sorry.
Does that answer your question, dear?
Yeah.
We have time for one more, Jimmy. We got a real short one.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Page 83.
Yeah, right on
board. Okay. This scene is between Mom and her daughter-in-law and her daughter. And I will read the part of Jill, since Josie can't be here tonight. Stacy?
Yeah, Jill?
I was wondering if it would be okay to help you with your baby?
Oh, my gosh. Of course it would be okay. I would really appreciate that.
I can help with the birth or babysit or run errands or whatever you need.
Oh, that is so nice of you. I don't know what to say.
I'm just so happy for you. I'm sorry. It's these darn fertility drugs.
Have you talked to Michael about it?
About what?
Well, there are other ways to have children.
I suppose.
Jill, honey, I'd like to tell you a story about another little girl. Well, she was about your age, only younger. That little girl was on drugs, too. Only her drug was called love. The love for a good pizza. Oh, sure, she liked pepperoni and mushrooms, Canadian bacon and green peppers. Oh, but her favorite was extra cheese. Too bad she was allergic. Then one day, while walking to the pizza parlor, that little girl got hit by a bus. Then she died. You get what I'm trying to tell you, dear.
She should have ordered out.
You're right, Helen. I'll talk to Michael about adopting.
Oh, my God.
So, we hope that you will all come to see A Nice Family Gathering, which is a comedy about the man who loved his family, only he never told them.
That's my line.
Oh, well.
Thanks.
One quickie before y'all go.
Yes.
We have a deal here, and I'm going to assume, since I haven't heard anything to the contrary, that it's still a good deal. If you call and make reservations and you tell them you heard about the play on KPFT After Hours, you can get one ticket. Buy one ticket and get one free.
Oh, yeah.
So I encourage all your friends to, you know, listen to After Hours and to call and make a reservation.
Yes, and we still have some construction projects that are yet to be finished. So anyone who likes to come and help and build and walk around and tell me how to hammer nails can show up.
So if you are a theater groupie, have we got a place for you?
Exactly. And once again, Brenda, give us a phone number real quick.
713-682-3525.
All right. Great. Wonderful. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to see it.
Thanks.
Even if
I didn't
have to yell at Tony, but that's okay.
We had fun.
It was.
Yes, you yell at Tony. I was a little upset with him, too.
And anybody who's interested in tech, I'm looking for somebody for my show. Oh, did I say that on the radio?
Yeah.
Oops. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Because Judy and I had a tour of the place. They're working and making sets and stuff. And
it's a fabulous new space.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a nice new space.
And great. I've been there since you had the sets almost done. It looks great.
Good.
They're not taking Judy with them?
No, dear. You're stuck with me next. Hey, I got to talk about my stuff.
You're welcome. Where are you going?
I'm going in here with Judy.
I don't have any legs.
Simply dead air, why don't you? Jeez, just walk away from your post.
This is his post now.
Yeah. You know, this is...
This is our official After Hours Quickie.
Yeah, this is official.
Mm-hmm.
Except I can't read any of this because I have no light.
Oh.
I should have brought a flashlight. I'm old.
Is there a tall person around?
DJ, go in there and help Jimmy screw something.
The pussy's not here.
DJ, could you turn those lights around towards us?
So that we might, without burning your hand?
Oh, no,
okay. Wow, let there be light.
Okay.
This is fabulous. Thank you, tall person.
Thank you.
I love being tall. 6'2".
Okay.
I came all the way in here to help you.
And Virgin came.
Even though I'm still kind of short.
He's going to move one just in case.
You're not short.
You're not short. It's me.
Yeah. Or me.
Oh, God. Judy backlit now.
Get a grip now.
Okay, so you're here for GCAM.
I'm here for GCAM. I was here for the theater, too,
this
though.
Is, yeah, I know, because you're fully involved in...
That was my official, unofficial cap. Now this is my official hat.
Because you're going to be doing a play there soon.
Yes, I'm the very next play after this one. Ah. And my auditions are their opening weekend. They open on the 2nd. No, I'm sorry.
Auditions will be held in Jimmy's living room.
There you go. I think they open on the the first and the third, 30th and first, whatever.
31st.
Halloween and the next day.
Yes.
And in my auditions, that's Friday and Saturday, and my auditions are on Sunday and Monday right after that.
Mm-hmm. And your play is How Sweet Is My Pussy?
No.
No, because Jimmy doesn't like my pussy on stage. She has to stay in his living room. She couldn't learn her lines.
I see.
Anyway, moving right along.
Yes.
I hate it when your pussy can't remember.
And so what are you looking for?
Excuse me? Oh, my play.
Yes.
Well. It's going to be a very long night, isn't it? Okay. I'm looking for two women approximately 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we were going to talk about your play.
Each?
Well, we are. Honey, I don't take children, okay? I'm looking for the play is looking for two women approximately 40 years old.
Uh-huh.
And really rather strong personalities we're looking for because these are like feuding sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And two teenage girls around 16, which also have to be very strong individuals.
So we've got all alpha females in this play.
Well, and then we
have, oh my
and
God.
Then we have the one male who is an FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in his 40s to 50s. And his is a very unique part because it kind of brings the story of the play together, mm-hmm. but it's a very
what?
Short. There are no small parts. It's only a one
we
scene
seen
that he's
kind of
in.
Porn that we watch.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
he's only in one scene, but
how many lines does he have?
I'm not supposed to count. No, 22 lines.
Okay.
But again, those 22 lines wrap the play up. They bring it all together into one. You know, they tell everybody the basic story that we've been getting hints at.
No, I'm not butch enough to play that role.
No, you're not.
Yeah, besides, you're supposed to weave something cohesive, and that's...
Yeah, it would never happen.
But what I am thinking is perhaps someone might be interested in backstage, and they could pull that part out of that.
Mm.
So, you know, that
I see. Work backstage and do the part?
Yes.
Is that where you're...
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, because there's only, again, one time that they're on stage,
oh.
and the rest of the time they could be doing the props and stuff backstage.
Oh.
So I'm also looking for a tech person.
So you need a versatile man in his 40s to 50s.
Okay. Yes.
You're too young.
Tech. Oh, you're a tech?
I love electronics.
Let's talk.
Girl. No. This is in the play. That means make sure that you have all the props.
You got to run the board. If he wants to do tech, he has to run the board, just like Chris is doing right now.
Oh, is that real? Still playing time.
Backstage gets our props and our.
Oh, okay. You know, that's different.
Two different people. But
okay.
Yes, if you're interested in tech, we can talk seriously.
Okay.
Tech is hard to find.
But now, GCAM.
GCAM.
The Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of Gay, Lesbian,
Bisexual,
and Transgender
History,
Inc.
Yes, that's us.
That's us. What's going on with them?
We've been very busy this month.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, on November. Is this October?
This is October.
Okay, God, I've just lost track.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sleeping on that couch.
Uh-huh.
October 1st, we started moving a lot of pictures and objects into our new office.
Mm-hmm.
Which is located at 401 Hawthorne in the...
No.
No, it's not either. 401 Brainerd. Brainerd Street. I don't know why I'm on Hawthorne. Because we used to
Some people say Brainerd, some people say Brainerd.
Brainerd. It was Brainerd when my aunt lived on it years ago.
Oh.
But nobody says Hawthorne.
No.
There's no A in it. No.
Anyway, we're on the first floor of the building at 401 Brainerd in the GLBT Cultural Center.
Yes.
Which is the building that the Montrose Counseling Center now owns.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on the second and third floors. There's 4,000-plus square feet of wall space in those hallways on the first floor, and we are diligently working to fill them all with pictures and posters and all kinds of memorabilia from the GLBT community.
Mm-hmm.
A gargantuan task, because we have to have as much as possible up by the 13th of November,
ooh,
which is when they have their Save the Date, Thursday, November 13th, The Secret's Out fundraising dinner, annual fundraising dinner. This is for MCC.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the first floor in the in the cultural center.
In the ballroom.
In their ballroom there. So everyone will be running around looking at the GCAM exhibit while they're waiting to get into the ballroom for dinner. The dinner is free.
Mm-hmm.
They will have, obviously, they'll be pitching a little bit, but they'll have about an hour's worth of a program which will tell you all about Montrose Counseling Center.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have envelopes there should anybody want to write a huge check or put a dollar in.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real hard sell on this, but they're, you know, it's their annual dinner, so they pull in a lot of money as much as they can.
They do.
And it's wonderful. You and I went last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was at the JC building, I don't remember, off of Westheimer.
It was a very fancy place.
It was a fancy place, yeah. Yes. But we were casually dressed, mm-hmm, and they did. The program was wonderful. It was individuals and programmers and therapists and so on that, mm-hmm, work at the counseling center. And they did talk for about an hour, and while we had a pleasant lunch with friends at the table.
Yes.
And nobody came up and twisted my arm behind my back or anything and said, give us me money or else.
No, but there was obviously
A fundraiser.
People with money there,
so, yeah,
and who wrote big checks.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we'll be there showing off the GCAM stuff, and we'll also be there for dinner. I think GCAM's got just about a table full of people now.
Yeah.
And that's on the 13th of November, and on the 16th of November.
Whoa.
We are reopening Eartha's Closet. Earthquake, Tony Walker, Queen Kong, Perpetual Closet for Desperate Drag Queens. Yes, this is our third annual show, they tell me. I've slept since then. I don't remember which annual this is. But anyway, it's going to be on the 16th on a Sunday afternoon,
mm-hmm,
at 3 o'clock on EJ's patio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody needs to come to this. We'll have a few of the closet items there for people to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to tell us what the closet is?
The closet is a place where guys...
And gals.
Who do drag maybe, you know, like once a year, can come and borrow items to wear instead of having to go out and buy things just for one night.
Or
you
go out and buy a bunch of stuff and find out you don't like it.
We've even had drag queen performers who have borrowed things for a special show. It's going to be located now in the GLBT Cultural Center.
Yes, it is.
In the GCAM office.
Yes, number 117. And you can find out a little bit about that at www.gcam.org.
GCAM.org.
Yes, or you can email the chair at GCAM.org,
mm-hmm,
which is Craig Farrell. I'm happy to say this is my very first time to sit in his chair and say, I am the curator of GCAM.
That's right.
I have no other hats on in GCAM right now, and I'm very excited about that. Craig is our new chair.
Mr. Craig Farrell.
And Tim Bratcher is our vice chair, mm-hmm, still. And Mark Baladez is our new secretary,
mm-hmm,
and you are still our treasurer.
Yeah.
We kind of stagger our voting, so secretary and chair were just elected in our last meeting, which was the meeting that started us on our 10th year.
Yes.
And so we are officially in our 10th year. We're a decade old, so I'm very excited about that as well. And especially finding this office at this particular time.
Absolutely. It's kind of turning a corner for GCAM,
yes,
I think.
Ed over at EJ's, mm-hmm, Ed Moniger, is actually getting some equipment in so that we can do our show on the patio.
Yes.
Because we obviously don't carry around, you know, audio equipment on our backs. And Kimberly from Eresis.
Kimberly O'Neill.
And Melissa Flores.
Mm-hmm.
Are going to be our co-MCs for this show.
Can you imagine the two of them?
Oh, my God. I thought I'd laugh tonight while y'all were in there. I cannot imagine what's going to happen now. But we will have some things from the closet for people to look at. Mm-hmm. Maybe a wig or two, a couple pairs of shoes and some bags, some jewelry. When we say you can borrow from the closet, we mean we can get you head to toe.
Yeah, we can get you head to toe.
We don't provide the underwear, but we provide everything else.
And all we ask is that you have the outfit cleaned before you return it.
That would be very nice, yes. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the wig, but the dress or the outfit that you wear.
Yeah.
We're also going to be doing two very exciting things at this particular show. We'll be introducing our new position, NGCAM.
Yes.
It just went right out of my head.
The ambassador?
Ambassador, yes. So we will have an ambassador to GCAM who's going to be helping with our PR and fundraising and so on. And we'll be introducing our new and improved, different, our new logo for GCAM.
Yes.
Our old logo is being retired as of the 16th of November, and it's served us well for 10 years.
Yes, it has.
9 years. And we'll be introducing our new logo and the artist who presented it. We had 5 beautiful logos presented to us. And it was a very tough vote for y'all. I'm glad you didn't have to vote.
Yes, it was. The original logo was done by Paul Pruitt.
It was a gift to GCAM. It surprised us all.
He just showed up and said, here's a logo.
It was. And
it was like, whoa,
We voted the first meeting in October of 1999 and said, okay, Paul, we'll take it. And we did.
It has served us well.
It is gorgeous.
It will never... It will be retired, but it
will never be gone.
Never be gone or out of sight.
Little history here.
Yes.
GCAM's logo, presented by Paul Pruitt, was the very first logo to be put on the windows at Mary's. No organizational logo had ever been put on there until Rosie did a show for us at Mary's in 1999.
That is amazing.
We were the very first ones. Now, since then, many organizations have gotten their logos on those windows, but we were the first.
That's pretty incredible because it's a very involved logo.
Oh, gosh, yes.
To reproduce.
Yes. Actually, it makes Mary's logo look simple. But, yes, we were. I have all kinds of pictures of that.
Wow.
But just threw that little history in there for you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Imagine that.
Well, Miss Rosie Cheeks did a great show at Mary's for us, and it deserved to have the logo on the window.
Okay.
I know he's rushing us. That's okay. I'm just about done. I've talked my little head off.
I don't have anything to follow, so.
Oh. So we got to a 4. Is that what you know?
Tell
people to. I know. Isn't that wonderful?
Do we have some music?
Yeah, do we have? We want to tell people to send money or whatever?
They can send money
to GCAM, too.
Well, they can do that.
That's always appreciated.
That's right, because GCAM has a little PayPal thing. What is that $40 program?
Yes. GCAM.org. Go to the PayPal page. Sign up. Right now we're running a $40 program on that.
Yeah.
We're asking people to please pledge to pay $40
a month,
and it'll just be automatic out of their bank account like any PayPal account is, and that will pay for... Not only are we in an office now, but it'll pay, help pay for that office, but... We have a lot of renovating to do on some of these pictures and posters
and so on
that, it really needs to be done. Unfortunately, the cowboy, which I hope will be going to the BRB very soon, got moldy at the community center because of Ike. They took on a lot of water, and there's a little mold on him. So we need to get that cleaned off because it'll spread like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
$40 a month will keep our leather clean. It'll keep the mold off of the whatever it got onto.
Yes.
And, history isn't free and isn't cheap. And
No, it isn't.
It's a very expensive lesson if you don't have it.
We get posters that need to be framed.
Yes.
We
need to be repaired.
Frames. We have to,
Paintings that need to be, taken care of and cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be great if they went to GCAM.org. Go to PayPal. You can also do $10, $50, $100, whatever you want to do. But, the $40 program is the one we just started for this particular endeavor.
But, it's
very exciting.
But $10 a month is all you can
do. $10 is all you can do. $10 is what we're grateful to have.
Okay.
Every penny counts.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. He's ignoring me. He's putting music on.
I was trying to find stories.
Oh.
Oh. Stories about what?
Oh.
Never mind.
Huh?
Never mind.
I have my headphones on.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to find stories, and, Nifty just wasn't having the right stuff I needed.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
He's smiling.
I'm waiting for people to get the joke. Those who have to know nifty.org.
I know Nifty.
Nifty and I do not know each other.
That's okay.
They've got stories for you.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll go check. I'll come and check. In Jimmy's living room. with the pussy. What? It just gets worse as we go along. Hello, James. How are you?
Oh, please play some music.
On that big black round thing? That,
yeah, you know. Well, whatever.
Yes, on the disco round.
Can't seem to get enough of me. Super 8 comes shot. I love a boy. Before that, the Bootlickers. You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Now broadcasting in high-definition radio. Click over to kpft.org and find out about what programs we are broadcasting in high-definition channel 2 here on KPFT. It's also time for you to call in your pledge of support here to KPFT at 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or you can go to the website, kpft.org, and place your pledge safely and securely there. We're going to play a little bit more music, come back, and punt, basically. A little bit of a dedication going out to Levi out in Alaska. This one goes to him.
Such a problem. It's got me in despair. He's such a sweetheart, but he's got hockey hair. Cut short on top, long and back, he lets it fall. A neck warmer haircut you could get at any mall.
People giggle and stop and stare.
it's no bogus journey. Guess their heart's true yearning. It's time for Bill and Ted's homosexual adventure to begin. In the garage, they're practicing their guitar solos. But in the bedroom, they're practicing on one another. School was such a pain. What a way to waste your brain. 'Cause you know what's on their minds. Hey dude, 69. It's no bogus journey. It's their hearts too yearning. It's time for Bill and Ted's homosexual adventure to begin. Dumb, but they're not rude. They got each other by the pubes, squeezing on one another's tubes. One's dark and one is blonde. Day and night they get it on. They got condoms in their pockets, plug into each other's sockets. They learn from Socrates and other ancient Greeks the art of homo love and sexual techniques. They may not be too bright, but they know what they like. A love affair most triumphant. It's no bogus journey. It's a boner journey. It's time for
Triple Shot of Pansy Division.
Ah, yes.
That was Bill and Ted's Homosexual Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Before that was Who Treats You Right.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Because in honor of me playing people playing Wii Tennis earlier, Jimmy wouldn't let me play that other song.
No. No, 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 no. Yeah, the one about tennis and...
Yeah, we had a social earlier today, and they pulled out the Wii, and I've never touched that system before.
Yeah.
You never touched the Wii before?
Well, a Wii one, yeah, I have.
He's touched the Wii, but not just the Wii.
But, I'm still, video games for me was the Atari system.
Mm.
Yeah, where the upgrade is where you got the pistol grip controller because you broke the little single thingy.
Okay, Pong Boy.
I still have played that game, too. I had two video games in my life.
Mm.
Second one was the Atari.
Mm.
The first one was a console that was about 24 inches, 2 foot wide,
uh-huh.
A foot deep, and about 6 inches tall, and had two knobs.
Yeah.
And a four-position switch and a start button.
Yeah.
And what you played was tennis, squash, hockey, or what they called solitaire.
Solitaire.
Which is basically where you play by yourself banging the balls against the wall.
Okay.
You do that every Saturday night.
Yeah, sure do.
That's just a normal Saturday night rip. Yeah. But that was the original game console that I went, and like I said, we upgraded to Atari. Hmm. And now they got this thing, this Wii.
Yeah.
And so somebody... they were playing tennis, and one of the guys set up, I whipped your ass in tennis, and I go, there's a song by Pansy Division called he whipped my ass in tennis, and I inked his ass in
FCC'd
bed.
His ass in
yeah,
bed.
FCC'd yeah. his ass in bed.
Uh-huh.
And so I was telling Jimmy about that, and I said, oh, that's the next song up. And he's like, what?
No.
What?
No.
What? Yeah, the only way I think I can get away with that is we had Lisa in here to push the button.
Yeah. We could only play that on Hot and Bothered.
Yeah. But then again, it's the end of October, and I'm I'm used to getting in trouble at the end of October.
Yes, let's try to skip it this year.
I skipped it last year.
Uh-huh. This is pledge time. It's membership drive,
and we need your pledge of support.
Because without us stealing one last week,
we had a great one last week, but you know we've got.
I don't think it was
up.
Really for our show.
Well, we got credit. We got credit for it.
That's all that matters.
Yes, we did. And
email saying we got credit for it. So.
Whatever. but now it's
time for our listeners.
Time for our listeners to pick up that phone and call 713-526-5738. And aha!
Old Faithful.
Old Faithful came through. He just spurts every time we have a pledge drive. Good old Paul has come through, again. And he was more generous than he normally is. Wow. And he's usually pretty generous. So, okay, we've got our start here, but we need you to call in with your pledge of support. We've got a goal of $360, and we are about a quarter of the way through. Well, a third, close to, between a quarter and a third. And we need to make sure the station knows that this is a viable program. We want to stay on the air. Your pledge of support really helps ensure that. That and the fact that we don't do anything against FCC rules.
We haven't done that.
526 months. 713-526-5738. After Hours has been on the air 21 years. Whew. Well, yeah, 21 years. Can you believe it?
Yeah, we still can't figure out how long I've been here.
I know. It seems forever. But anyway, 21 years, we want to stay here another 21 years.
Actually, no.
We don't?
We want to be, I look forward to, you know, this comes back from my Cube Patrol days. I look forward to the day that we're not needed.
That's, I used to say people ask me, why do I do this show? And I said, I do this show until I don't have to. But I'm changing my mind on that. Because what we bring is, each week, is 3 hours of gay life. What it's like to be gay. Ups and downs, ins and outs, good and bad. We bring it all to you.
Yes.
And that's something you don't get anywhere else. And
speaking of getting kicked off the air.
And we also have our After Hours regulars who are here especially during the roundtable to bring you their opinions on current issues.
As long as the donuts hold out.
What are you talking about? Well, we've got cupcakes and cake tonight. So let's put them all on the sugar high and... Judy probably
finished all the donuts.
Wow. Okay. So. How about a bad joke?
Why continue with the same?
Well, I've had this joke. I'm famous for my bad jokes. You always groan when I have a joke. Because they're really always, I think they're funny, but you hate them.
It's that transgenerational thing.
I guess it is. On the farm lived a chicken and a horse, both of whom loved to play together. One day the two were playing when the horse fell into a bog and began to sink. Scared for his life, the horse whinnied for the chicken to go get the farmer for help. Off the chicken ran, back to the farm. Arriving at the farm, he searched and searched for the farmer, but to no avail, for he had gone to town with the only tractor. Running around, the chicken spied the farmer's new Harley. Finding the keys in the ignition, the chicken sped off with a length of rope, hoping he still had time to save his friend's life. Back at the bog, the horse was surprised, but happy, to see the chicken arrive on the shiny Harley, and he managed to get a hold of the loop of rope the chicken tossed to him. After tying the other end to the rear bumper of the farmer's bike, the chicken then drove slowly forward, and with the aid of the powerful bike, rescued the horse. Happy and proud, the chicken rode the Harley back to the farmhouse, and the farmer was none the wiser when he returned. The friendship between the two animals was cemented. Best buddies, best pals. A few weeks later, the chicken fell into a mud pit, and soon he too began to sink and cried out to the horse to save his life. The horse thought for a moment, walked over, and straddled the large puddle. Looking underneath, he told the chicken to grab his hangy-down thingy, and he would lift him out of the pit. The chicken got a good grip, and the horse pulled him up and out, saving his life. The moral of the story? Yep, you betcha there's a moral. When you're hung like a horse, you don't need a Harley to pick up chicks.
Oh, straight jab.
That joke was first told to John McCain as a child as a bedtime story to get him to sleep. It comforted him through those days in Vietnam at the Hanoi Hotel. That's why you see him sometimes walking around with his arms in that Harley position.
Oh, you've heard it, huh? Okay. Well, thank you, Paul. And we're hoping that other folks will call at 713-526-5738 with their pleasure support. And if they do, I promise I will not tell another joke. How's that? Oh, and as Chris is whipping out his wallet...
I'll go homeless for a month.
Excuse me while I whip this thing out. Yes. Well. Do you know, we've got transgenders in the house.
Yay. Yeah, so it was so funny looking at the security camera and seeing death at the door.
And David answering.
It's like, you know, because especially since they put in the new camera, and it's right at face level, and well, I looked up and just see a skull. It's like...
Yeah, that was a little... yeah, I was like, well, okay, you know,
David,
whatever.
David did not know what to do. He's like...
yeah, well. Okay.
So, I guess it means I got to play something to get them in.
Isn't she in there?
No, she's behind you.
You can play some music if you want.
Okay. Just old something from Veronica Klaus or something. No. Monica James Band. Something.
In other words, pull the training out of my hat.
Yeah.
This'll work.
Is that like a Bullwinkle joke?
Watch me pull a tranny out of my hat. Not again.
Oh, that trick never works. We've got it together, folks. Really, we do.
No, we don't.
Please remember that when you put in your contribution to KPFT, you're not paying for the big salaries of the two of us.
No, you're sure not.
Hell no. You're paying to keep the lights on here, to keep electric, the air conditioning in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The tower, the transmitter, the microwave relay, and the handful of people who are paid to come in here. Jimmy and I and the rest of the crew are
all volunteer.
We're all volunteer.
Just about every voice you hear on this radio station is a volunteer.
Yeah, like I said, unless you find one of the 10 that are here from Houston and the others that come in from other satellite things. But we're all volunteer. We come down here with if Jimmy's around the corner, I've got a 30-minute schlep in here. Some other people have...
You live in Bum FCC.
Yeah, I live out... I can wave to the transmitter...
Damn.
As I go home.
Mm. You're not home yet.
No.
As you pass it.
It's about the 2/3 mark.
Wow.
Is in where the transmitter. If you don't know where the transmitter is, ask a Klansman. They found it before.
I'll plead while you want.
Ouch. Ouch.
Oh. I think the sugar's kicking in from those cupcakes.
Must be.
Yeah. But, you know, sugar? It was...
Yes?
I've been Amtrak'd. I'm sorry, that's not fair to Amtrak. I've been L.A. trained.
There you go.
But, no, the fact is that we do this as a labor of love.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, that's why I can't hear out of that ear. It wasn't turned on.
I'm in stereo now. Ooh.
Mine work that way, too?
Yeah. There's knobs on your ears.
For once?
Doesn't seem to make any difference.
Oh. Well, I'll turn it the other way.
No. Never mind.
You're deaf in that ear.
I'll wait. Oh. No, it's this ear. I'll wait until you put on some music.
Okay, but we need you to call in your pledge support, 713-526-5738.
Yes.
713-JAM-KPFT, kpft.org, Carrier Pigeon, walk it in.
Yeah, come down to the station, 419 Levitt Boulevard.
Sashay it in. How
yeah. Long? Come meet us.
Meet us.
Whew. Push a button, please, any button.
The one that says dump. Mabel Dawn Davis.
Okay. And this, works for me.
And this is a song that definitely has nothing to do with any of us on the show. Ain't Misbehavin'.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one that I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. I ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner, I'm alone in the corner. Don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late. I don't want to go, I'm home. About 8, me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
I'm saving my love for you. I ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Melissa is not here tonight, but this is the Transgender Show, and we were just listening to Mabel Dawn Davis, Ain't Misbehaving. I had never heard of this artist before.
I'm not sure where Jimmy got the CD, but play her a couple times, Ain't Misbehaving and Peel Me a Grape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen those on there. Yeah, I'm one of the I guess I wouldn't say politically incorrect queer people, but I really don't like follow up on stuff that's specifically, you know, gay or trans music or things like that. It's like I happened to run across a Veronica Klaus CD one time back at Lobos when they were still open. I picked it up and I was like, wow, that looks interesting. And, you know, she looks really smoking on the cover. So I picked that up and it was a pretty good sound. But yeah,
I found Veronica Klaus out in, when I went to San Francisco like 10 years ago, went into one of the record shops just off the Castro, and says, you know, I'm doing, you know, doing the radio show here in Houston, and you know, I want to get some queer local stuff from San Francisco to take back to Houston, and Veronica was one of those that they gave me, and especially she's still out playing cabaret shows out in San Francisco now.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, I don't know really anything about Mabel Dawn Davis. I don't know if there's anything in here. I'm not even sure what country she's from or anything. Looks like it was this was recorded in 2002 in Melbourne, Australia, but I don't know if that's where she hails from or if that just happens to be where the studio was. But there's not a whole lot of other information on it, but I guess you could probably look it up on Google or Wikipedia or one of those like that and get more information. As far as a topic tonight, I originally was going to have Melissa in with her partner, and we were going to discuss relationships, specifically like trans-lesbian relationships, but I've had like a lot going on this week, so I haven't been able to do any research. That's I'm usually the slacker as far as that goes. Melissa does a lot more research than I am. She's much better at taking notes and being organized. I'm more of a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants type of person. You know, today pretty much was taken up by doing a little work for my friend's company, and then went to the Halloween party that Vanity Wild threw down at the Chateau at Midtown. And she does her annual Halloween party, and it was pretty pretty decent. They had some very interesting costumes and things. The theme was gods and monsters, and there was a lot of interesting things from Vanity herself dressed as Medusa. It was a pretty interesting costume. You know, put a lot of stuff into it. There was some bunch of other people there, even one of my friends that doesn't really come out to the much. She came out, and she's of Scandinavian descent, and she dressed up as a Valkyrie and looked really cute with the little, you know, braids and everything. And then I don't know if I should say girlfriend or not, by the look in her face, Tabitha, she's sitting here silently vowing that she's never going to speak on the radio, so we'll just have to say hi, wave at her, because she's just sitting over there laughing at me like I'm an idiot. Still not going to say anything. She's
not alone.
Huh?
She's not alone.
Yeah, there's a lot of people sitting around looking like idiots. But, yeah, I feel...
No, we're just laughing at you.
Yeah, well, that's true. That wouldn't be much different than any other day. Oh, but, yeah, with the Halloween coming up this next Friday... we've got, you know, as it's generally considered, Halloween is sort of the transgender's official holiday. That's when day when a lot of the you have the crossdressers that, you know, they are in the closet and everything, but that's their free day that they get to go out and say, well, you know, dress up and everything, and they say, well, it's just a costume. But it's always a good time to come out. Yeah, this is actually going to be a lot harder without Melissa here to play off of, because we make a really good team. And the times that I've not been able to come down here when I was sick or whatever, it's like Melissa, I think, probably did a lot better the job than I would. But, yeah, I'm like, you know, have to apologize. I'm really unprepared for this.
Well, now.
Very good.
Halloween is, and we call it the gay holiday, but it's really the transgender holiday. It's really the one night of the year you can safely go out dressed.
Yeah, because you get that. It's like I said, you know, they can just play it off as, oh, mm-hmm. it's just a costume.
That's
and, you
right.
know, you'll have every, you know, right. people dressing up as, you know, Britney Spears or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, I always go against the grain. You know, it's like, as we were discussing earlier, since I ride a motorcycle, I went as Ghost Rider for Halloween. So I just need, you know, basically I just need a skull mask and a chain. I just wore the motorcycle stuff that I wear every day anyway.
But it's always, like, always make sure you have your ID with you.
Oh, yeah, especially going out anywhere. Well, that's a good idea anyway, because pretty much now, just about any club you go to, you know, they do ask to see your ID, even if you're obviously, you know, over 21, they still make sure that you have it. I've seen people, you know, as old as like 35 get turned away just because they didn't bring their ID. So, you know, if you want to get in someplace, you
even me, bring it. I've gone to a club and they just want to make sure that you have your ID. I mean,
yeah.
I'm obviously over 21.
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little. Just a little.
Yeah, if you go with that Grecian form.
Mm,
or something like that.
That wouldn't even help.
Mm-hmm.
But just make sure you have your ID and have fun with it.
Yeah, because we. So, what are you going to dress up as? Aren't you? Did Melissa say she's going to dress you up as Cher this year, Jim? We'll have to see that. Have to have her come down.
Yeah, she threatened that.
Yeah, I could. I think you could pull it off. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. no, I don't think so. Stanley's in town this week, actually.
Oh yeah.
So I probably will not go out.
Oh yeah.
Stanley goes to bed early.
Oh yeah, so you gonna stay home early and dress up like Cher?
Just for Stanley.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll love that.
Yeah, he can dress up as, you know, Sonny Boner.
Well, he could do that.
I don't think that would hurt your feelings a bit, would it, Jimmy?
No. So what have you been up to? How's your life been?
Not a whole heck of a lot anymore. It's like last month, we were in here, mainly everybody was talking over all the devastation we'd seen with Hurricane Ike.
That's right.
And it's like we're still, you know, dealing with, you know, aftermath of that and everything going on. Besides just the storm damage and stuff, there's been the ripple effect of the people that weren't able to work for a couple of weeks because their business's power wasn't on and things like that. Now they're running into, when they should have been working and getting paid for those weeks, now they're, you know, coming up dry on their paychecks. And so this is going to it's going to have a lot of economic ripples for quite a while. I haven't talked to a lot of the community lately as far as like how it's affected them specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But as the transgender community is part of the larger community of Houston, and you know, whatever affects that affects us too.
Oh sure.
And I've had that going on. Just been riding my motorcycle around trying to get here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's life like for a typical transgender?
Man, if I ever meet a typical transgender, I think I'll ask them. But, I mean, you know, you have... if you could... have you ever been to any of Vanity's parties, Jimmy?
No, I haven't.
You need to go sometime because it's like such an eclectic bunch of people.
I mean, was there for New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah, the New Year's Day thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that you need to come to one of her the actual parties that she runs.
Mm-hmm.
And because, I mean, you have, like, the Halloween party's great because everybody just, you know, goes, like, off the wall. They had, well, you know, George, our buddy George.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was sort of a cat man.
Oh.
There, yeah, he was demonstrating to us that he was very flexible.
Oh.
But, yeah, he's like, grabs his ankle, holds it up over his head and everything while he's standing. I'm like, well, you know, I'm sure your boyfriend's really happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, somebody's out there
doing the same thing, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, grab it, hold the arm out at arm's length like this while still standing. That's...
Oh.
There, yeah.
Wow.
That's, yeah, well, I don't know. George is made out of rubber bands, though. It's like, you know.
I can turn my leg all the way around. That's about it.
Ooh.
I did that when, like, I had a motorcycle wreck one time, but it wasn't...
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose, no.
Yeah, but, yeah, speaking of motorcycles, Tabitha and I had been planning on going down to the Lone Star Motorcycle Rally that was going to be next weekend, and they've now announced that they're postponing it until, like, the second weekend of December.
Oh.
So, you know, they, because they were wanting to keep on going and everything, and mm-hmm. Finally local officials or whatever down in Galveston, you know, told the promoters it was like, you know, they're just not going to be ready by the end of October to host that thing. So they're having to put it off for a couple of months.
Okay.
But, yeah, so hopefully, you know, we'll see that. And they've actually talked about having a second spring fling kind of thing down there, too, just to help raise more funds for getting the island back up and running and everything.
That would be a great idea.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know anybody that's down. Now, I heard actually this weekend is supposed to have been the Galveston Pride Festival.
Yes,
again.
Today was October the 25th.
Yeah.
I could not get down there. I had other commitments.
Yeah.
And Stanley came in.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually don't know of anybody who went.
Yeah, so
I didn't to talk to them.
Someone that was invited to Vanity's party went to that instead. I'm not sure. I think it might have been Jackie Thorne or somebody. Mm-hmm. But so, you know.
Okay, let's talk about Vanity and her parties. Mm-hmm. Does she hold them at her shop?
Well, she holds most of the ones she does. It's like way too big for her shop, so she holds them over at the Chateau at Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
Just right,
where's
straight
that?
Up. It's between West Gray and Dallas on Taft.
Okay, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, it's just like a straight shot up there.
It's right across the street from the school.
Yeah, it's like right across from like a I don't know if it's a school or administration building or
mm-hmm.
something like
it's
that.
It's a school.
Yeah, it's a school.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty good. You know, you have. You know, everything there. You'll have, you know, the transsexuals, you have cross-dressers, and, you know, the family and friends, and just, you know, queer people and straight people and, you know, crooked people, I guess. I don't know. And things like that. But, you know, you have just about anything. It's like, as a matter of fact, that's how I met Tabitha at Vanity's last pool party.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was kind of a... interesting turn of events how she even was there, and she's not looking like she wants to explain how you managed to get there without, like, incriminating anyone.
Okay. Please,
Tabitha.
I sell shoes.
Okay.
And a gentleman came in and bought shoes and eventually asked me out. We went out.
Okay.
Became friends. Dawned on me that he bought women's shoes. Large women's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So he finally came out to me that he was a cross-dresser. Invited me to Vanity's party. Went to Vanity's party. First time in the transgender community.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
It was interesting, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And there was Melanie.
Yeah.
In the corner smoking, and I smoke. Well, she's quit now.
Yeah, I quit smoking.
Oh, brother.
So,
yeah. Well, hey, I'm not one of those smokers that run around and says that you have to quit, too. I just looked at how much money I spent over a month on cigarettes.
Oh,
no,
yeah, well,
no way.
That. I know.
Well, we found out we both lived in the far, far West Houston. And
yeah, so we're like, oh, thank God there's another person out there. But, yeah, we've hit it off, and we've been tolerating each other's presence since.
Cool.
Is that a good way to...
Yes,
she's like trying to laugh, but she's not making any noise. So it's like, yeah.
I'm holding my tongue.
Well, don't do that. It's hard to talk with you.
Yeah.
Holding your tongue.
Stop. Great.
But,
yes. That is great. So, Vanity Shop, which is in the 1500 block of Yale.
1442, yeah.
1442, it's the greenhouse on the right as you're going out Yale.
Yeah,
I know
as
that.
As you're heading north, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Green and black or something like that.
Yeah, it's just a magnificent place if you haven't
been
there.
Oh, yeah.
You walk in, it's like another world.
Yeah, it's like it's really cozy. The way they got it, it's like, you know, it's kind of like, well, I mean, the shop's in an old house.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you walk into basically what would be, like, the living room. And, you know, it's like there's, a couch and a TV and a chair and stuff like that there. And then they have the display cases of... And the, you know, the jewelry and things like that that she sells
mm-hmm.
there. She's got those glass, like, sort of jewelry store display cases that
mm-hmm.
have, because like, you know, she sells, like, jewelry and makeup and all sorts of accessories and things like that.
And she has a wig room.
Yeah, she's got one room just for wigs, which, you know, I'm sure she's probably got, you know, a room like that at her house, too.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
And then... there's like a room to, you know, basically there's a room for wigs, a room dedicated primarily to shoes. She's even got a big chair in there that's shaped like a big pump or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's got another room for like some clothing
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And she has a lot of like the prostheses that, you know, about any kind of thing you look, you know, I mean, she's got the fake, you know, the, like, prosthetic breasts and...
Hips and, yeah.
Hips and butts and, you know, the, even for the female to males, they actually have what they call packers,
mm-hmm.
which are basically, you know, something for the guys to stuff their pants with that look realistic, you know, instead of the thing about, you know, like putting a potato down their pants or whatever.
Ooh.
Which, Well, you've heard the story about that.
All meat, no potatoes. What?
Huh? Yeah. Well, there was a story about a guy that was he's you know out at the beach and he noticed this one guy walking around and all the women are like just you know following him around and like ooh did you see that guy?
Oh yes.
You know
Know
put what I'm talking about?
Potato in your underwear.
Yeah. He's like what you're seeking. He goes I put a potato in my underwear. So the next day he comes out there and. Everybody's walking around going, ooh, gross, that's disgusting. And he says, man, I did, you know, I put the potato in my underwear and did what you said. And they're acting weird. He's like, dude, you're supposed to put the potato in the front.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the, you know, Vanity Throw is like several sort of themed parties. Like, I mean, probably the most popular is the Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had, because I knew Vanity for a while online. I'd never met her in person until about 3 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a... this was back when she was still having the parties at her house. And she had one that had like a sort of Egyptian, like Cleopatra, you know, King Tut theme to it.
Mm-hmm.
And went into her house and she had just stuff everywhere, all kinds of decorations and stuff like that. And... you know, there was people, you know, there was local people doing, you know, like drag shows and things like that for, you know, entertainment and things. And it was really interesting. It's you know, just like all the parties, very eclectic group of people there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had other things like Valentine's Day parties and like had the New Year party at her shop last year. She's had, you know, Christmas parties and, you know, or... you know, with the house, with the swimming pool, you had a few, you know, just pool party, barbecue kind of things
mm-hmm.
like that. And, you know, if anybody that hasn't met Vanity is, you know, she's just a fantastic personality. And,
yes.
I mean, mean, very magnetic, really, you know, exudes like, you know, that they're having fun, and, you know, she wants you to have fun, too, and everything. Just, you know, always got, like, a good word to say and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, they're really neat to go to, you know, if, you know, a lot of times you have the cross-dressers that are really closeted. They don't have anywhere to go. They're not, you know, they don't have enough, I'm trying to think of the word and stuff. You know, maybe they don't have enough confidence to, like, go out and not, you know, they're afraid maybe they'll get beat up or this or that, or you know, they're just afraid of what, you know, somebody will look at them funny.
Mm-hmm.
They can, you know, but then they can go out to, like, one of Vanity's parties and know that nobody's going to judge them.
And they'll be safe.
Yeah, they'll be safe, and they can actually have fun and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's been, you know, because they have a lot of the, you know, the local support groups and things around for people, and a lot of those are basically you sit around in a circle and, you know, mope and talk about all, and it's like, I don't know, that, you know, I'm
no, that's not it.
Yeah,
but
well,
it's,
you know,
it's to get our frustrations.
Yeah, know. Well, it's like, I, you know, as I said, I'm not the most politically, you know, correct person in the community. Well, I mean, you know, my thing is, it's like, you know, except for doing the radio show,
uh-huh.
I don't really, you know, it's like I don't go to the feelings meetings and, you know, the little circles and things like that. It's, you know, I've done it for so long. It's like I don't really, you know, it's like I don't need the support to, you know, like worry about getting over, you know, guilt about being transgendered or anything like that. It's like, you know, I've been this way for a long time. I'm pretty much used to it. So I, you know, worry about my energies going to other things, like, you know, where am I going to get the money to fix my motorcycle if it breaks down, that kind of thing like that.
It's like on day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, it's just, it's like when I was getting ready to transition and, you know, first started seeing my therapist and everything, and we spent, like, one session talking about transgender issues. And the rest of the time, we just talked about, like, real life stuff, other stuff that was bothering me and other drama I had going on in my life. Because he, you know, he basically said, well, you know, you, as far as being transgender, you pretty much, you know, have yourself figured out as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you got a little conference going on over
no,
there.
No. We just have a few guys in here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I see, like, the top part of your head over this computer screen up here, so... Have to get up and look around.
I'm paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But now people are doing, like, you know, X-rated charades in here now. I was like, man, don't distract me. Well, I had, like, oh, yeah, everybody's rushing in to see. It's like, but, yeah, I've only had 4 hours of sleep. And I got up at, like, 7 this morning. So I'm about running half on empty right now. But
Vanity is also... does things for the community.
Oh, yeah. She
we had Judy on earlier, Judy mm-hmm. Reeves, with mm-hmm. the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum, because we're doing a special show for Earth is Closet, which is a place where drag queens or guys who do drag maybe once a year can go borrow stuff mm-hmm. to wear. And when we first started this... Vanity just up and volunteered to style the wigs that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like 20 wigs. And she did it all for free.
That doesn't surprise me, though.
Just amazing. Just an amazing thing.
Yeah, well, she started up a charity called Diamond of Hope Foundation
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I couldn't tell you what the you know, the buzzword or mission statement is or anything, but it's a transgender-centered charity that, you know, helps people out when they need help and things. And, you know, a lot of the money that she get, you know, brings in from these events and stuff that, you know, the stuff that doesn't go towards paying for expenses ends up going through to
yeah.
the charity and
yeah.
things like that. And, you know, you'd have to actually have Vanity in to talk about that as far as, you know, all the
that.
Information
you,
and stuff.
Why don't you invite her sometime?
Yeah, she's still... well, the problem is with Vanity is, like, her.
She's usually having a party.
Yeah, she usually throws her parties on the same night as
the
radio show.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, ouch. Every time she's having a party, it's like I come in here, it's like I just came from Vanity.
Yeah. That's something else I wanted to ask about, because I'm embarrassed to say I have not been to the transgender center yet.
You know what? I haven't either.
Oh my.
I drove by it twice. Once because I was on my way over to Nico Nico's, and another mm-hmm. time I was giving somebody a ride on my bike, and they said, "Where's that transgender center at?" And so I drove by and pointed and said, "Well, there it is." But
great.
Yeah, Kristen on her website, she has the website transhouston.com. Mm.
Is that it? Transhouston?
Yeah, transhouston.com.
And, okay.
I don't know if you can pull it up on your computer out there, but I think you have to register with the site and everything before they'll even let you in. But she had a bunch of pictures on her, she's got a web blog that she had a bunch of pictures as they were renovating it and everything, and all the pictures of the rooms and stuff. So it's like, you know, I pretty much know what it looks like already, so I haven't needed to come down there and actually eyeball it, because but they were doing like a Thursday social over there every week.
Yeah.
And I just got an email like last week they had stopped doing those. So I'm not sure. I guess Kristen or whoever was hosting those, you know, didn't want to do them anymore, or
okay.
wasn't able to, or something. Wasn't part of that decision. But they still, I think today they actually had the TATS and the STAG meeting over there,
mm-hmm.
which for
STAG
the people,
is some transgenders are guys.
Yeah, and you know, TATS was the Texas Association for Transsexual Support, which mm-hmm. you know, several years ago I was president of. You know, they've moved those groups over there and are having the meetings. And they actually also have meetings for helping Transgender Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
I believe those were at like 7 to 9 on Mondays. And, you know, that is for people that are out there listening, the transgender people that are having to deal with the stress, and you know, if they're having a lot of, you know, guilt and everything, you know, and they're just feeling like they need to talk to somebody about it, that's a good meeting to go to, because you know, it's like I used to go to that years ago after I had, you know, been in the closet for a long time, and I'd finally sort of worked things out and said, well, I really have to deal with this transgender thing before I end up, you know, just exploding.
Yes.
And I went over there and, you know, went to, you know, meetings for, you know, several months and stuff, and got a lot of good information on, like, you know, what therapists to go to and different stuff like that, and, you know, going to jump through all the hoops for my transition. But met some, you know, interesting people there, you know, some of which I still hang out with, you know, because, you know, it's like you... Pretty much in the transgender community, you meet all kinds. You meet people that, you know, are really cool. You meet people that, you know, you wish you hadn't have met.
Yeah.
But now that's pretty much, you know, any groups like that. You know, you can come down here to the radio station and, you know, feel that sometimes. Not to mention any names, Alyssa. But, Well, that's been a fork in an old wound, isn't it?
Boy, isn't it ever.
Wow.
Ouch.
But, but yeah, Jamie, you ought to come out there to one of Vanity's parties. I'm sure we can get Melissa,
yes.
Melissa to dress you up as Cher or something like that.
Just what everyone wants to see.
Yeah.
I went in drag some years ago, and it was... tragic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Debris, though.
I am a debris, yes.
Debris?
Yeah. Several years ago, I went in drag, and I had, you know, a nice long brown wig and a fancy outfit and all of that, and got all dressed up, and I looked in the mirror, and I saw Loretta Lynn's mother. And I thought, okay, this isn't working. So I have done drag for
fundraisers in the last couple of years.
Also for Louie? Or
Turnabout, you know, when the guys of the organization go into drag for the evening and the women of the organization go in drag. So, and it's not been pretty, but I don't do it for pretty.
Well, you know what?
What?
If you went to one of Vanity's parties, mm-hmm. you wouldn't be alone. Yeah, like I said, there's a whole spectrum. Because you'll get the people that are, you know, it's like they want to go out and do the dress up and everything and don't have
to be perfectly honest.
Don't have a clue.
And there are transgenders who are never going to pass.
Yeah, I mean that.
No matter what they
much,
do.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. I mean, you know, some people. I mean, I've seen some, you know, really. You know, fantastic looking crossdressers.
There's some fantastic transgenders, Brandy, and there are some that look like. Yeah.
Well, you know, a man
in a dress. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know,
you have those, or you know, it'd be the opposite. They look really good, and then they open their mouth, and you know, they sound like Barry White or something.
You know, it's the spectrum, just like it is in life.
Yeah, that's the thing. You get, you know, a little bit of one, a little bit of another, and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need to jump in here and remind folks that they are listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on good old KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM. And if the repeater was working, we would be at 89.5 in Galveston. But that's not, I hear lately that's not working yet. We're going to get it that way soon.
Yay. You're probably broadcasting to Atlantis about now, aren't you?
Well, we are on the web at kpft.org. You can listen in either in real time or in shows like this that are called public affairs shows that are mostly talking. They are archived on the KPFT website for 4 weeks, or if you're really interested in After Hours, you can go to GCAM, that's Gulf Coast Archive and Museum, GCAM.org, and they've got archived After Hours for the last couple of years.
Awesome.
Yes.
Isn't it 2 years, Jimmy?
At least 2 years they've been doing it. At least. And I'm very grateful for that because it saved me a lot of, you know, I've taped the shows over the years.
I know. Used to, you had a setup where that would like tape them onto like a videotape.
Oh, honey,
I
taped the show on VCR, and then transferred it to cassette tape.
Yeah.
And I've got hundreds of cassette tapes.
I think when you first started doing the show, you were transcribing on a stone tablet.
Just about. But, I mean, I've got the very first show, and there's... I wasn't here for it, but the originator of the program had it, and I've been taping it myself since 1990.
Wow.
Yes.
So that was like just right after I moved down here.
So okay. We've got all of those years, and I've recently donated all of those tapes to GCAM.
Oh yeah. Speaking of GCAM, I've got some old like transgender group newsletters laying around the house.
Bring them up.
Yeah, I keep meaning because like, you know, I'm like, well,
we have
I'm
so little from the transgender.
Yeah, I'm
community.
Trying to declutter the house a bit,
mm-hmm.
and I keep seeing those there, and I'm like. Man, I just really want to toss those. And I'm like, oh, Jimmy
no.
would kill me.
Yes, Jimmy would.
And
Jimmy
it's like,
would.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. I would have threw them in the backpack or something and brought them down with me tonight.
Okay, well, remember that for next time.
Yeah, I'll have to
And before we go to a piece of music, I want to remind folks that this is Membership Drive. We are looking for your pledge of support for After Hours and KPFT. And that would be all you have to do is pick up your phone. And put in 713-526-5738. And it will take 90.1 seconds to take your pledge of support. We've got people sitting by waiting for your call. We've got a goal we need to meet, and we're not even close to it yet. So we're really looking for that pledge. Call now during the music, and we'll be able to bring you the rest of the show, or we'll just have to really give you the
finger to dial with?
No.
Oh.
No, we won't do that. But 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
Like the beep 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 of a tom tom in the native jungle call, like the tick tick tock of a stately clock as it stands against the wall, like the drip, drip, drops of the dewdrops as a morning shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you. Only you beneath the moon, under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter where you are. I think of you night and day. Be so that the yearning for me follows wherever I go, and the haunting graphic gloom and the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day. Such a burning yearning turning inside of me, and it's so that won't be true till I spend my night making love to you.
it through till I spend my life making love to you, Marianne, night and day, day and night, night and day and night, night and day, day, night, night, day, day, night, night, day, night, and day, day and night and night and day, day and night, night and day, day and night, night.
Leah Delaria.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to guess that was Night and Day.
That was Night and Day. That was Night and Day. That is a wonderful album. It's her latest. It's a jazz album of wonderful standards and done the way she likes to do them.
Very, very reminiscent of Katie Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leah Delaria, the Live Smoke Sessions is the CD.
Most people know her for being a foul-mouthed comedian, but and they were surprised when they found out that she actually had a voice, a singing voice. So
she also plays a little fat girl in a cartoon.
See?
And she has cameos in movies like The First Wives Club.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Justin is here.
Hi.
Hi. And he is a member of the Fire Dancers, and we wanted to talk a little bit because you've got an anniversary coming up.
Yes, it'll be the first weekend of November.
Okay, first tell me, what's the Fire Dancers?
Fire Dancers is a very leather organization, similar to Misfits or one of the charities in the area. And we have a beneficiary.
So you're not just social?
We're a social organization, but we're also a charity as well.
Okay.
We have a beneficiary. This year, our beneficiary is Lazarus House.
Good old Lazarus House.
Yes. And we are benefiting them. We're gathering money all year, and we'll provide them actually a check at our event coming up that's in 2 weeks called Fire Dance, which is our leather run for the year.
Okay.
And
so what happens during this run?
People register, and then we provide them with food and games and frolicking. Opportunities for frolicking.
Ah, okay.
We don't actually do all the frolicking because we would exhaust ourselves.
Yeah, you probably would. And yeah, as much frolicking as you could do, and I've seen you do a lot of frolicking.
We could always just, put you on one of the blocks or something,
Well, I'm going to be the new ride. The old ride.
Just remember, Jimmy, just because you ride on top doesn't mean you are a top.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
don't make him try to... You might wake up feeling very differently.
Yes. Let me pop a Viagra, and you'll find out just how much of a top I can be.
Chris, what you got for us tonight?
So, no, wait a minute now. I want to hear more about the run, because people may want to go to that or may want to become a member of the Fire Dancers.
Yes. We are accepting applications for membership. We do our meetings at the Ripcord the third Sunday night at 8 p.m. That's when we do our general meetings and officer meetings and all that.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to be, it's not official till the actual fire dance, but I'm the only person running for this position. So
no.
It looks like I'm probably going to win,
Since you're the only one running?
It looks like I'm going to be vice president of Fire Dancers next
year.
Cool.
So. Cool.
And J.R. Young is going to be our president. So we're looking for a good year.
Okay, so the event, actual event, is on what day?
The actual event is going to be the I don't have a calendar.
There's a calendar right through there.
Oh, I can barely see it. Okay.
Can somebody flip that to December?
Flip that up once, please.
The November? November? No, November.
November is going to be the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
7th, 8th, and 9th. Wow.
At the Ripcord.
So how do we... Is there a website we can go to? Or something to find out?
If you do Fire Insurance
Houston...
How
do we register?
We have flyers available at the Ripcord.
Oh, okay.
And the website, I'm not sure if it's up and running. Ranger's been working on it for a while now to get it up and running. You can check fireinteresthouston.org.
Firedancershouston.org.
And check and see. But I think we're still kind of paper-based at this point.
Okay. Okay.
And so, but if you check with the Ripcord...
Mm-hmm. There's applications there.
There's applications there at the front.
So this is a charity thing, so you can mention how much the registration is, if you know. Probably $15, huh?
So I think it's like around 20 or so.
20?
Something like that.
Okay. It's nominal.
Yeah. 20 to 40.
Okay, and then... Much. And then.
But we also provide, you know, like a nice dinner Saturday night.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, you really get something for your money,
and various games. And if you win one of the games, you get a little trophy. You can. There are various organizations that are doing
reception
parties for us, so you'll be you can get drunk.
Okay.
Cost you a lot. So
that's right, because if you're part of the run, then the receptions are free to you.
Yes.
And all you care to suck up,
yes,
or drink, yes,
or another, whatever your imbibing method is.
I see.
I don't want to discriminate against anyone.
That's right. You know, however you want to get that into your system.
Yes.
Okay. Fire Dancers Anniversary, November 7th, 8th.
This will be our 5th anniversary.
5th?
Yes.
Okay, 7th, 8th, and 9th.
The 7th, 8th, and 9th of November.
Okay, cool. Go to the Ripcord, Fairview, and Crocker. Pick up an application and take it from there.
Yes.
Love it. Okay, are we going to have the transgenders back to finish up, or have they finished up, or what's going on?
I don't know.
Well, she's right behind you. Isn't
no,
she?
That's Brian.
There was someone standing in front of Brian. All I saw was a black shirt on either side. Give me a break here.
No, Melanie doesn't have that long of hair.
Okay.
Or that shade of brown, for that matter.
So, where did Mel go?
Outside.
Okay.
Oh, that was good.
What?
All right.
Yeah. My big old...
Hey, there she is. Okay. Did you want to...
I don't have headphones or anything.
Did you want to finish up here?
We could. Okay, now I can hear sound levels.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to talk about the Fire Dancers with Justin.
Well,
thank you.
It's not a problem. I got to go outside and breathe in the fresh mountain air.
Yes.
It does feel good.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice and cool.
I just wanted to give you an opportunity to wrap up.
I guess I'll do that before Christmas. And but yeah, it was.
I know there's some organizations you might want to mention. We've talked about them a little bit.
Yeah, I talked about the. Don't have a lot of notes, so I don't know specifics and things like that. They have for those people out there that are dealing with their transgenderism. They need somewhere safe to go to talk about things and get information and stuff. On Mondays, they do have that Helping Transgender Anonymous meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Transgender Center. I can't remember the exact
address. Fargo.
Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
You can find the address if you go to transhouston.com and sign up on there.
Org?
There's a link. Huh?
Transhouston.org or com?
It's .com.
Oh. TransHouston.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you go there, and I think you have to register on the site and everything, but it has, like, the address and all that.
Oh, stuff. Great.
They have a schedule of the meetings and things they have there.
Mm-hmm.
But the HTGA meetings are pretty much open to, you know, transsexuals, cross-dressers, people that aren't sure,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And to go there, and they, you know, it's sort of a, like they say, a peer-led support group. So it's kind of based on, like, the way the 12-step groups do the thing.
Yeah.
So they don't actually have, like, a 12-step, like, you know, you know, step one is going to admit that you can't help that you're transgendered and, you know.
All that kind of stuff, no.
Stuff like that. And then they do have a couple other groups that meet there, like the TATS is the Texas Association for Transsexual Support.
Mm-hmm.
And that's specifically, you know, transsexuals. It's primarily focused on male to female, but mm-hmm. they do have female to male there and things like that. I'm not sure who's running the group anymore and stuff like that, or who the officers are, but they have that. And then they also have the STAG group, some transgenders or guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that meets either right before or right after the TATS meeting. It used to be right after, but mm-hmm. they may have changed it around or something like that. But that's specifically for the female to male transsexuals.
Right.
Because they have a lot of issues and things. And that's one of the groups that's sort of really kind of ignored by the mainstream. It wasn't, you know, until, like, the Boys Don't Cry movie came out that people didn't realize there was female mm-hmm. transsexuals. You never hear about them. You know, it's, you know, all the other ones, the Caroline Cossey, you know, and the, you know, the James Bond girl that was transsexual. And
yes, yes, you get all of that.
Things and, yeah, one thing. Oh, this is just kind of a side note. I was reading. There's a productivity website I read called lifehacker.com.
Yeah.
And they have all kinds of little, everything from, like, little computer tricks and things. You know, things like, you know, how to, you know, go on a diet more effectively, and just all kinds of general, like, life tips.
Yes.
But they had one thing. They mentioned a thing on there. They have a recommending a book by Deirdre McCloskey about writing and everything, and it doesn't say that in there, but Deirdre McCloskey is a well-known transgender advocate. She's transgender, and, you know, it's like to see something like that showing up on the mainstream, you know.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I was telling people is, you know, there's so many transgender people out there that are, you know, they're just out there living their lives and everything, and you know, you can run into them, like, every day.
Yeah.
And it's like, I talked to somebody one time, and they were like, I don't know, I've never met a transgender person. And I was like, you know, you probably have, and you didn't know it.
Exactly.
And he's like, I don't think so. I was like, you're looking at one right now. And it just kind of blew him away. He was like, holy smokes, you know. And
surprise.
Yeah, it's like, but yeah, there's a lot of, you know, at the party, I mean, there's everything from, you know, it's like, you know, I've got a friend that's a psychiatrist. I've mm-hmm. got one that, you know, runs a office supply company. You know, airline mechanics.
Yeah.
Just all kinds of different things like that. You know, the lawyers. You know, like, well, there's Phyllis Fry.
Oh yeah.
You know, I've had you know, a few different friends that have been, like, you know, like Katrina Rose.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in contact with her.
Oh God, I miss her.
Yeah, she was really great. Mm-hmm. I really wish she was back down here, but, you know, Houston really didn't agree with her in general, so she's kind of, you know, moved on to other places. But yeah, as far as, I don't know what time we're looking at.
The Transgender Community Center is at 713
Fargo. 713
Fargo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Melissa called.
Hmm?
Melissa just called in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where the hell is she?
She's sick.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. She's calling in sick. I go, well, you're a little late.
Girlfriend.
I always wondered, like,
and don't call back right now, because then I got to run out to the lobby again.
Okay.
I always wondered, like, you know, if you're Catholic, if you can call in with the stigmata or something.
I can't go to work today. I got stigmata.
I don't know. My boss would tell me just stab a tampon in it.
There you go. There you go. Okay.
On that note,
I think I better get out of here before bricks start flying.
Okay.
And hopefully next month Melissa and I will both make it down and, you know, be somewhat prepared.
Good.
I really appreciate you kind of stepping in and
sure,
and giving me some prompts and things. Cause it's like 4 hours of sleep, and after one of Vanity's parties, I come in here, I'm running on empty. I'm like, okay, I know I vaguely have to talk about transgender stuff, so I'll do the best job I can. But
we got through.
Yeah,
now, if we could get people to come through on the phones with pledges of support for KPFD, that would be great. 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPF2. Mel, thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jimmy. And I'll see you next month.
Okay.
We'll bring the share wig.
Yeah, right. Chris?
Well, let's start off with a little bit of with the roundtable stuff, staying with the transgender theme.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, back in April 2007, a column by L.A. Times sports writer Mac Penner got a lot of press. Mm-hmm. In that column, he said, "Today I leave for a few weeks vacation, and when I return, I come back as yet another incarnation as Christine Daniels. I'm a transsexual sports writer. It's taken more than 40 years, a million tears, and 100 hours of soul-wrenching therapy for me to work up the courage to type these words." Well, recently, Christine is going back to Mike. The transition was chronicled in a blog on the newspaper and has confirmed that we're returning to the paper as Mike Penner. All previous entries of Penner's transition have been removed from the website. And interesting, you go down with some of these other things. There, like the first comment that someone posted was, "This is not uncommon. My sister's ex-girlfriend has switched back and forth between living as a man and living as a woman several times. My uneducated, uninformed, and unresearched opinion is that some TG people might think that transitioning to the other gender fixes everything, but then they discover that it doesn't."
That's for sure.
She says with a sarcastic look on her face. Chia boy, quit playing with the microphone.
What microphone?
Your mics are open, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, how you doing?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Hello.
Okay. Hi.
But I have heard of transgender people switching back and forth. And not necessarily because it fixes everything or whatever, just as a matter of they can't decide a lot of the time.
Now, I remember the discussion we had back, way back when Sarah De Palma was host of the transgender show. Unless this person didn't get the bottom surgery, the bottom half, I mean, it's pretty radical when you go from male to female in that surgical procedure. How do you go back? How do you come back from that?
Well, if you've already had is that mic on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if they've already went through to the point of actually having the gender reassignment surgery, yeah, it's like, you know, you really can't make something from nothing. And,
yeah.
The female to male surgery they do, to get the, the bits down there, they have to take, you know, flesh from other parts of the body, usually the forearm, to make what they call a neopenis out of. So, you know, if you've already had the SRS surgery and then you want to go back, you have to basically go through the same thing and, you know, end up with, you know, what is, you know, essentially it's like a Franken-penis. And, you know, unfortunately, going from male to female, the surgery has, you know, been perfected really well. Going the other way, you know, there's just, you know, only so much you can do with the current technology. But as far as that goes, I don't know on that story whether, you know, he had talked about just going to transition. But generally, a lot of doctors follow the Harry Benjamin standards of care for transsexuals. And that usually requires at least a 1 year living in the role of the gender you're going to before they approve you to have any kind of surgical procedures. So if they were just maybe had started their, you know, what they call the real life test, and then they decided, well, that wasn't the right time or that wasn't really where they're going or whatever. I mean,
you know, something like that, if they've just been on hormones, well, you know, unless they've been on it for a long time, you know, you can, you know, your body will readjust back to the normal levels after a while.
Yeah, I'm going through the one of the original articles on it and not seeing to what level transition he went through.
Yeah, generally, like, I mean, I remember hearing the story when he first went to, you know, made the announcement that he was going to be coming to work as a female.
Which is April 26, 2007.
Yeah. So that,
so he may not have had the surgery.
Yeah, depending on, you know, I mean, there's a lot of factors, you know, involved with the things. I mean, that's been long enough to, you know, satisfy the, you know, the guidelines as far as the real life tests, and then to have the surgery, you know, if he had the money for it and everything. But whether, you know, they actually did or not, I don't know. I'd have to read about it. I haven't seen the latest of it. I seen the original article and stuff. But this other just came out today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it just makes it the past day or two. Yeah, I love the title of the article. They're Old Mike, New Christine.
My God.
So let's see. Jerry Lewis makes another anti-gay slur.
Oh, lady.
Jerry Lewis made an anti-gay slur on Australian television, similar to one he apologized for using on his annual telethon a year ago.
Again?
Following a news conference in Sydney, Lewis was asked by a national TV reporter of his opinion of the Australian national sport of cricket.
Oh, cricket? That's a faggot game. What are you, nuts?
As close as I can get.
Oh, goodness.
The network broadcast the comment in full on its Friday evening news bulletin, along with footage of Lewis handling an imaginary cricket bat with an effeminate gesture.
Oh, good Lord.
Lewis apologized in September of last year for using a similar anti-gay slur in Las Vegas during his annual Labor Day telethon.
Was it on the air?
Yeah, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah, live television. Last year, Mr. Lewis apologized for using an anti-gay slur on live television.
Yeah.
And expressed his desire to raise public awareness about the impact of this kind of defamation.
Apparently, he was raising it in Australia, too, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So, apparently, you know, he's 82.
Stuck in his ways.
Late dementia is taking over, I guess.
So... Yeah, these are some since it involves all political aspects here, I've came across a site that has political condoms.
This is www.practicesofpolicy.com.
Yes.
So, like, smile, Jesus loves you?
You can get...
No, it's probably Obama and...
The McCain. Obama condom. Who to use with good judgment. Who says experience is necessary? These are uncertain times. The economy's a ball buster and the surge went flaccid.
I love it.
But now there's Obama condoms for a change you can believe in. It's for the elitist penis. It won't leave a bitter taste in your mouth. And when you just want to close the deal.
And these are how much? $5.95.
You can't say prices on these things.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Commercial products. then there's the McCain condom. Old but not expired. Give your troops the protection they deserve. Buy McCain condoms. They will turn out to be the ultimate collector's item or the perfect gift for grandpa.
Oh, that's a cute one. I like that one.
A trophy wife approved for the proud liberal Republican, conservative Republican.
Oh, those are too cute.
And of course, there is the Palin condom.
Oh, hey.
I want to hear this one.
When abortion is not an option. if you're finding that your encounters with your mate are turning into a bridge to nowhere, wear Palin condoms. They're the perfect gift for the sharpshooter or moose hunter of the family.
Oh, my God.
They're hockey mom approved when abortion is not an option. The official condom of all four members of the Alaska State Legislature.
Ooh.
Not for use with caribou. Drill friendly.
Ouch.
And approved by PTA moms everywhere.
Oh, that one's cute. I like that one.
No. That's
Have you
bad.
Heard of this, what is it, Nayland Palin that's out now?
Yes.
Wait, sounds what? Like a, is it a porn?
It's a porn.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember they were talking about that on some TV show.
Larry Flint and Hustler came out with a porn of, who's Nayland Palin? Mm. And they showed a little clip of it on Colbert Report. Basically, they have this actress who looks quite a bit like her, you know, answering the front door, and there's two Russians out there who need to borrow her phone.
Russian, what's the hurry?
Now, of course, Colbert, because he plays a conservative on there, said that there's a new porn coming out that the conservatives have made of who's riding Biden.
Ooh.
Interesting.
And it declared that that Biden is a bottom.
Okay, so that's a gay porn. Okay.
Duh.
College football. I have the whole story on here. Or I got to play the clip there. A little Freudian slip of a college football player. University of Missouri's quarterback Chase Daniel was making comments about Texas quarterback Colt McCoy's talents and said he's got such a great ass, or grasp.
Whoops.
Little Freudian slip there.
Oh, my. Hi.
Another singer had to come out as heterosexual.
Oh.
Austin Drigg, a contestant on Britain's X Factor, says he's not gay in response to an outing posted on a website about the singer. I'm sorry to disappoint, but I'm not gay. I'm very flattered to have a gay fan base, and I appreciate all the support I've been getting while on X Factor. Okay, he's got some Chinese character tattoo on his left breast and something just to the right of the happy trail. And yet,
oh, and here comes Justin to take him
oh,
on.
And he's quite built, too.
Hold
that up to the microphone so we can all see that.
I know, pretty much. Come on, Chris, can you...
Turn the monitor?
Turn the monitor so we can see it,
no,
please?
No.
Oh, so we have to come in there to look?
No.
Oh, I see.
You can look it up later when you get...
On what website?
You can get to tolaroad.com where we get a lot of our information from. They also, I don't know if they still have it on there. There used to be a link on there to a video from the play Equus.
Aww.
Oh, did you hear Zac Efron wanted to play the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, the they've got video someone took during a performance of Equus during Daniel Radcliffe's nude scene.
Ooh.
Hey.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
And, you know, like one of the critiques that somebody had said on there, you know, there's a lot of meat. A lot of potatoes, but not a lot of meat.
Oh.
Oh, that's okay. We can always dream about Harry Potter's 11-inch wand.
Uh-huh. Bangers and mash.
You've already got me dreaming.
Uh-oh.
Bangers and mash?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
The cannibal murderer, Mr. Gay UK, has been sentenced. Former Gay UK Anthony Morley was sentenced to a minimum of 30 years in prison for killing his lover and eating part of the flesh after cooking it.
Ew.
Apparently, he won't be just spending idle time around behind bars. Last night, Morley's best pal, Grant, revealed that the cannibal has agreed to help him run his new restaurant from behind bars. Mr. Graham will receive a weekly food consultations from the killer, a former chef at the Leeds Hotel, when he visits him at the city's Armley Prison. He says Morley will design the menu and give him cooking tips for his citrus restaurant in Leeds.
So, was he making bubbles and squeak with his lover? Anyway.
Yeah, there's too many cannibal stories on lately here. There was another one out of Austria, I think, where a woman kept her son locked in a closet and forced him to eat his own flesh.
Well, nine out of ten cannibals recommend vegans.
Oh God, that was horrible.
Yes, it was.
Thank you. I try. So, what's next, Chris?
Yes, you're very trying.
Yes, very.
Gail Harold is out of intensive care and improving daily. Former Queer as Folk star and member of Desperate Housewives is recovering from an accident in which there was some swelling on the brain.
Ooh.
Oh. Like I said, you know, it's weird watching him on Desperate Housewives getting it on. It's like, I saw him lick some guy's ass.
Which one was he?
He played Brian Kenning.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've made that comment to my mom a couple of times. It's hard watching some of the TV shows that she watches because I've seen these actors in other roles totally
doing other
nude.
Things.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Kenney from Queer as Folk is on Desperate Housewives. How many guys from Oz are on, you know, you got Christopher Maloney from Oz, who's now on Law & Order SVU.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a strange little thing.
Makes your head kind of go...
I saw his ass bowing up and down. Yeah, unfortunately, there just wasn't a lot of stuff out there. I even went to a couple other different sources I had.
It's been a slow week.
Anything on Pink News?
I went there. I didn't see anything, really.
Yeah, I really didn't see anything news on New Boys this week, either.
Yeah.
On what?
Pinknews.co.uk. It's British gay news.
Ah.
Not that kind of pink.
Maybe.
Oh, the Breeders' Cup. There is a
I thought that happened every weekend.
Not that Breeders' Cup.
Not the one that happens every weekend at Ripcord?
According to The Onion...
Oh, God. The Onion. Wow, you're really reaching.
This is off of offsports.com. I've seen this thing on here.
Oh.
A gay horse to be racing in the Breeders' Cup.
Oh, my.
No.
That's almost a... Anyway,
yeah, it's going to be an openly gay horse running in the Breeders' Cup.
That's fun.
Oh, that's dumb.
That doesn't
tell you. Its saddle's going to have rainbows all over it.
Saying the horse is gay.
It's got a rainbow
that
saddle.
That is dumb as a box of rocks.
The person...
If anyone would know about being as dumb as a box of rocks.
There you go. But still.
All right.
I can think of a few people.
Who?
I know, right?
We're not going there at the moment.
Oh, perfect.
Shh.
What?
I'm going to there. I'm going to... Where the hell's Sticky at?
Ooh, Sticky?
Oh, hi.
That sounds really hot.
I know that guy.
Is it hot?
Wait, hold on.
Is it hot and
wait
Sticky?
Wait a second. Hold on.
There's some other little interesting...
Well, talk so much yourself. I'll give you a subject.
We've already done that one.
Okay. Rhode Island's
Hurry
neither
up,
a road. Rhode Island's neither a road nor an island. Talk so much yourself.
Okay, what do we got? Hold on.
We may need to put on a little bit of music while we find.
Hurry up, mate.
Just a minute. Yeah, we might want to put a music.
I'm going to play that for somebody else. Oh, good. Thanks.
Interlude.
We need music, so you can
interlude.
Okay, wait a second, guys.
Let's see. Jimmy has this one CD queued up. Let's just play it. We'll come back and see if we can find out some more stories here. While we're playing this music, you can go to 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or kpft.org, and put in your pledge of support here at After Hours.
Give us money.
I have no idea what's in here. Let's play it.
Okay.
Killers, cops, and danger always turn their heads. And a nightmare would cruise the way past cannibals in the morning, come and prove my dreams. Just another morning, bright morning instead. So maybe only dream the part you fell asleep with me. Waking up that time, you said, we got another day to see, and you had other thoughts in mind, so prematurely, and left me to only recall the days and nights. try so hard to be the one with everyone. Sit with you, man, you, 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 you. Now I ain't gonna blame this mess on you that I got out on my own. I always did, I guess. Remember my delicate breakfast, prepared to ease your mind. Remember the time that you told me, you said, Johnny, all you need is time. Time is everything, everything but what I got. Maybe our love was lethal. Yeah. But I'm a one who shot. Now I wish the brotherhood of love would have filled me in all things to come and told me not to try so hard to be at one with everyone. Sit with you, sit with you. The one I wanted, you were the one I held on to, and all them other beds. Cause you were the king, king. Down your master, where killers, cops, and danger always turn their heads. And at night, babe, we'd cruise away past cannibals in the morning, come and improve my dreams. Just another morning, bright morning instead. So wish the brotherhood of love would have filled me in all things to come and told me not to try so hard to be at one with everyone. Except with you. Except with you, man, you, 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 you. Yes, with you.
That was Brotherhood of Love by Joe Croker.
Croker. That's too cute.
Is this the one I queued up?
Yeah. We needed something. We were dying.
Okay. That song really was horrible.
Okay.
It's country.
Sounded like everybody was having a good time.
I like metal music.
I know, right?
Yeah, well, this isn't that kind of show.
It's more like Joe Sixpack.
You could put Marilyn Manson on.
I don't know. I don't know. Last week, the third song that they played after everybody left, that was actually pretty good.
What was it?
I forgot what the name of it was, but Chris probably does.
I try and erase my memory of what's the show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's because of the...
So pretty much just get online and download the show. Okay.
let's see what's
cooking.
Still couldn't find anything really on here that's...
About what
well,
you
it's usually the end of the month. Gang Greatest book. Oh, God. Let's not do Bliss again ever.
Gang Greatest. Oh, God.
Well, at least...
Well, there's a little talk there about the High School Musical 3 that came out. The one character still coded as a gay character.
gay.
Played by a guy who had to come out on his website as being straight.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, upon a time, there was the Hays Code, a set of rules that major motion pictures were forced to follow. The code forbade, among any of other things, nudity, crude language, mockery of religion, and lustful kissing. Also, mm-hmm. there were not allowed references to sexual perversion, including homosexuality.
The irony is that the Hays office was run by people in Hollywood.
Yes.
You know, it was...
Well, it was their way of trying to avoid censorship. You know, Congress was going to put down their foot and do that. But the one character in there, Ryan Evans, was gay. But then again, they didn't need to say that he was gay. The way he dresses snappily, you know. if you saw High School Musical 1, he's the one at the end who came out basically dressed like Michael Jackson.
Oh, my.
That's how you code it gay. You know, In High School Musical 3, they have Ryan choreographing a spring show. One character refers to his warm-up exercise as some kind of crazy Fosse yoga thing.
Okay. Fosse.
He must be very limber.
A Fosse yoga thing.
Okay.
Somebody must be very limber.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, to do something like that.
Now, like I said, on the if you go to the in the movie, he portrays it as, you know, a kind of a hidden, you know, we're not going to say it on that. But on the stage, the touring show of High School Musical, gay playwright David Sepetico makes Ryan's queerness a touch more overt, putting pictures of pinup men in his locker. Even allowing him to swoon a little bit when Troy brushes past him in the hall.
Oh, my. Oh. You know, it's funny. I was watching Ugly Betty this past week, and the her nephew, it seems like every season he gets more flamboyant.
Because he's possible? A flaming queen.
You know what's going to happen, I guess, when he turns 16, he's probably just going to, you know, burst into flames.
It's like, I'm gay.
Ooh. There was another hottie that was on this week, too, that was, like, his rival or something. I don't know.
On Wyatt.
On Ugly Betty.
Please do explain.
I'll explain later. Okay, so what do you got here?
Okay, over on AfterElton. .com, they are having a thing called the Battle of the Network Gays.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Apparently, they've been, so far for the past 3 months, or for the past week, General Hospital Night Shift's Dr. Kyle Julian has been enjoying the crown.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't, I've not seen that. I clicked on it, anyway, I see it on the TV. It's on the Soap Network.
No Anderson Cooper.
No, I don't know who these other three guys are.
I don't know. I just don't watch enough TV anymore to know.
Read more. Oh, okay, let's see. The reigning gay of the week is Dr. Kyle Julian from General Hospital Night Shift. Running and contesting from him is Eric Von De Woosten from Gossip Girl. Luke Schneider from As the World Turns, and Charlie Sagnaski from Raising the Bar.
Mm. I haven't seen any of those.
I've seen every one of them.
I haven't.
Raising the Bar is a new one that's came out. It's a lawyer.
It's a Bosco.
Oh, exciting.
Bosco drama.
I think the woman who plays it's from Malcolm in the Middle, the mother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think
she's a judge.
It's not like, I think, on TNT or TBS.
Yeah, one of those Turner. This seems to be a bad week for
news.
Yeah, for news. I'm just not finding anything that's.
Look harder.
Well, when do they vote on Proposition 8?
Well, it's going to be part of the election.
So it'll be on Election Day?
It'll be on Election Day. They're going to be
in California.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the same-sex marriage.
The constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage in the state of California. Why does it make a difference to us here in Texas? Well, like we've talked about before, it's the the full faith and credit clause of the Constitution. If you get a piece of paper that says marriage license in California, you come here to Texas, technically, they're supposed to honor that and treat it the same as they would any other marriage certificate. You know, like the same one that Brittany, you know, had for 48 hours when she went to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And had her marriage certificate printed basically on magician's flash paper.
Now that was a good one.
Now,
leave Brittany alone.
Oh, God, no. Don't start
Don't
that.
Be starting that.
Chris leave Crocker Chris Crocker alone.
Oh, Chris Crocker sucks.
But, you know, the fact is that it's going to be... See, right now, it's a tighter race than we're seeing in the presidential campaign of how this is coming. At one point, it's the voting yes, which would ban gay marriage, is ahead at the last time I saw it. And we're starting to see a lot of celebrity and corporate endorsements on the no side.
Saw one not too long ago from a corporate
Apple Computers has
Apple,
kicked in $100,000.
Oh, wow.
And Toller Road went out and brought back their old logo. The Rainbow Apple.
Which I remember that.
I
didn't even...
I loved it.
But I never thought twice that it was, you know.
I think it was one of those things that was like kind of a coded, you know, it's one of those, like, yeah. I've coded a hidden message one you can do. You can, you know, you were able to put this rainbow-colored apple on your computer, on your car, or around your desk, and, you know, you can just say, hey, it's Apple. I use a Macintosh. Yeah. I like that. And you don't have to say the fact that it's the rainbow colors on that. But that's going to be one of those state ones that are going to be see a lot covered on the national event on that day.
Because usually when it rolls from California, it tends to kind of stick. Trends that come out of California or New York, even, they tend to kind of have more of a lasting power than they do if they roll out from somewhere else.
Like Alaska?
Yeah, you know.
Nobody cares about Alaska.
Eh.
But no, I mean, the one thing that, like I said, you're just going to have to look at that is, if you know, even though it passes now, you know, it's something that, I mean, even if, you know, if it's defeated this time is what I meant. You know, the next time we have an election, the groups can put together another petition drive to get it put on the ballot, and it could come back over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works in a democracy, is that you have that referendum that, you know, they all put up theirs, and then, you know, have to go back and fight on to put one in reverse, you know, to undo that, and then you just go back and forth, back and forth. And it's going to be difficult to see where all that's going to lead and how things are going to be happening with this election that's coming up, because you've got some strange things. I saw a thing on the Chronicle where they're saying Houston may go Democrat in the presidential election.
Yeah,
I saw that.
It's really up in the air.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's something unusual.
I think the thing is it's really what has killed it for the Republicans in Harris County is all the scandal and everything that's kind of rocked the county offices, from the DA on, you know, even to the sheriff and the county courts now even.
It's just a big mess, really.
Yeah, and
yeah, and this.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Thank you. That was on air.
Wow.
Okay, Chris, now what were we saying?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we know you're sorry. Now, apologize. But like I was saying, with all the corruption in the county offices, it's going to be really interesting to see how the race turns out.
Yeah, and one of the things is this, you know, this is going to be a big election, and voter turnout is expected to be tremendously high.
It already is.
The best thing to do is go out there and early vote.
It's a 30-minute wait.
You can go to any polling station around the county. If you go to harrisvotes.com, you can get a map of where the locations are to early vote and the times and all that. That's the good thing with the setup we have now, is that you can do that and get it taken care of ahead of time before standing in long lines at some elementary school while they're...
I understand this year, one of the polling places in the area is going to be the Lovett Inn around the corner here.
The actual general election?
Yeah, for the actual general election.
It's possible. I think that's where they've held it in the past.
And I think Randall's in Midtown is even another polling location.
Yeah, there's like I said, go to harrisvotes.com, and if you're not sure where you're, you know, what precinct, you can actually find out that stuff now. You know, if you don't have your precinct number, go to harrisvotes.com. You can check the database, see what precinct you're in.
It should be on your voter registration card.
Yeah, I don't know where the world my voter registration card is. So you can go to Harris Votes, you go to the database, you'll see. And the good part is if you go to that, you can actually, you know, it tells you this is what district you're in.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, you know, your U.S. representative is so and is this person here, and that's this district. You know, your state senator is here, your state representative is here. You know, what precinct you're in, if you go through and look through that. And it's a great resource that you can find out where to go. And, you know, this is one of those events that they're not, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. It's one of those historic times of where it's going to go, whoever you vote. Make sure you do vote. I wish I would have queued up that one thing I wanted to play.
Which one
Jimmy's
was that?
Jimmy's already taken the CDs out, and I don't remember what number it is, so we'll save it for next week.
What song was it?
I know it's a reading.
Oh.
Little thing. I'm out of gas.
All right. We got, what?
Coming up at the top of the hour is going to be Zydeco Pasale. If they're out there, they can start coming in.
Yeah, there's one guy out there.
I don't know. Go, why don't you go down, get ready. We'll probably kick out a little early. Give him another chance. So. Go get them. We're dead. We're done.
Stick a fork in it.
Yeah, we're.
See, I don't know why you'd want to, but right now you can call in your pledge of support to KPFT. And after hours, 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT, or you can go to the website, kpft.org, and place that pledge of support at any time. Just click on the After Hours button. We'll be back next week. It's our Halloween show.
Yay!
Okay. I'm not dressing up. I'm sorry.
Mike?
You will.
You're already in your Halloween costume.
He's a what happens student. When Ewoks grow up? They're not cute and cuddly anymore.
Love you, Chris.
Yeah. All right. So let me keep a couple things here. If you want to get in touch with us here on After Hours, you can always go to or send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org. Send us an email there. You can send us snail mail.
Hate mail.
You can also send us traditional snail mail at After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006.
We need Jimmy here for the dirty thing.
Yeah. No, wait, that's not what I want. God, this is what happens when you spend too much time on today. Oh, let's put that there. And one of those. We'll be back next week, hopefully. Woo-hoo. Hopefully you'll join us.
If you plan to call today or later this week to renew your membership, please consider increasing your contribution. As you've probably heard in the news, Congress has often considered slashing budgets for public interest services. As a result, federal funding for public radio may be reduced. That funding may even be eliminated. Though only a small percentage of KPFT's budget comes from federal funding, this funding crisis means that your contribution is more important now than ever. Please consider increasing your contribution if you can. Every dollar you contribute will make a big difference in the music and news you've come to appreciate from KPFT. Call 713-526-5738 to make your tax-deductible contribution or pledge online at kpft.org. Again, that number is 713-526-KPFT. Pledge now. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio. KPFT, Houston.
This is Dean Becker, producer of the 420 Drug War News, Cultural Baggage, and Century of Lies. You want to hear the real truth? Do you want to know what's really going on? You know you'll never get the whole truth from Fox or MSNBC. Cheerleaders for war, for profits, for charlatans, for ratings alone. If you value the worth, the spine, the truth of Pacifica Radio, please show your appreciation. Show your support for KPFT, the station that was twice bombed off the air and rose out of the ashes to become a beacon of light and a purveyor of truth.
You are listening to KPFT 90.1, Houston.
If you plan to call today or later this week to renew your membership, please consider increasing your contribution. As you've probably heard in the news, Congress has often considered slashing budgets for public interest services. As a result, federal funding for public radio may be reduced. That funding may even be eliminated. Though only a small percentage of KPFT's budget comes from federal funding, this funding crisis means that your contribution is more important now than ever. Please consider increasing your contribution if you can. Every dollar you contribute will make a big difference in the music and news
listeners you've come to appreciate from KPFT. Call 713-526-5738 to make your tax-deductible contribution or pledge online at kpft.org. Again, that number is 713-526-KPFT. Pledge now. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio. KPFT, Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.